waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Gentlemen, here we are, Monday, December 10th, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours in the War Room with Owen Schroer and Roger Stone's coming up after that. David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central, all time Central. Okay, here's what's going on. Obviously, we've got the really good news that Theresa May tried to bring forth this traitorous so-called Brexit deal when they already voted 2 years ago to pull out of the unelected EU. So she had a new capitulation deal that made them a total vassal state with no say in the EU. Already, countries only have about 10% say that they would then have no say. And so now both political parties have turned against her, both the dominant parties, the liberals and the Tories, the conservatives. So now she has pulled the vote. She's not having the vote, which is seen as an even bigger humiliating failure. Because she knows then she would lose the vote and that the government itself has finally woken up and turned against her. Now, what did I say 2 years ago when Brexit passed? I said other countries have tried to vote to get out of the EU and they just ignore it and say, oh, we've got to have another vote, got to have another vote. Or the few times they've let countries vote on whether they're going to enter the EU, most countries didn't even get a vote. Ireland did. They voted no, so they just kept having new elections till they did. So I've learned the tactics. But you'll notice I said 2 years ago, I said, watch, they're going to try to block this now and say it wasn't done properly or try to have other votes. And that'll just wake up the UK even more. They're going to say, oh, look, Brexit failed. Oh, you nationalists, see, trying to wear us out. But if we get the long game here, and then if you go back 20 years ago, they weren't even telling Europeans that the EU existed. They would say it's a conspiracy theory when we said this trade deal is about to become a union, and it's going to have its own army, and it's going to try to militarily not let you get out of it. And it's designed to implode your nation. That's because the founders of it had bragged before. And it was a vassal plan of Hitler. Well, now you see the images of the EU blue armored vehicles, navy blue vehicles, rolling in, bringing in, you guessed it, foreign troops, but all wearing face masks, all concealed, to suppress the French. Because the French military and police wouldn't do it. So, dun-dun-dun-dun, for the first time since 1945, it's being reported in France, foreign multinational contingents, some French, some German, some Dutch, you name it, rolled in. You heard me right. Now, can we pull up the footage of Hitler touring France? It only took him 2 weeks to take France because most of the generals had gotten on his payroll and stood down. On the British Expeditionary Force fought back. So the French general staff stood down, and 2 weeks later was given full command, but they moved the capital from Paris to Vichy in the south, which is why you get the term Vichy collaborator French. And then the French resistance fought them. But see, it's easier than just fighting an army. You just buy them off. So Hitler, a couple of weeks after France was taken, he toured it. He visited Napoleon's grave. And he left after just half a day there. He had the Versailles caboose, where the Versailles Treaty of World War I was signed by the Austro-Hungarian Empire and the Allies. He had that destroyed. He had them sign their capitulation on the bus, on the caboose, and then he had it destroyed. So there's Herr Hitler touring Paris and the Eiffel Tower and the old Führer. And boy, his EU project now has tanks rolling down the streets of Paris. Isn't that just unbelievable? And it's happening. But it's all backfired. Next year's news today. Find out why I'm the most censored man in the world. Universally, all over the planet, governments dread this broadcast because we've done the research, we have the context, and we know how to drive a big, fat, stinking stake through the globalist filthy blackguard. Spread the live links. Resist the globalists.
Waging war on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour of this important Monday broadcast, Dan Lyman, InfoWars Europe Bureau Chief, has been on the ground the last few weeks in the yellow vest demonstrations that have brought the EU dictatorship to its knees. He's going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Then Joey Gibson, he leads the national prayer group that goes out and simply prays in public as attacked by Antifa. Well, they're coming to confiscate guns without even warrants on the West Coast. He's got an emergency warning. We've got John Greenwald, the BlackVault.com, who got all those CIA mind control torture documents declassified last week. He's a big listener. We're honored to have him joining us. And, of course, Nick Begich, always on fire, but in studio. He's amazing. He was in studio last night down here working with us on some big stuff. He's going to be in studio coming up, getting into the mind control technologies and all this that are rolling out. Mike Adams, fourth hour, always powerful. That is one hell of a transmission right there. And then it just continues with the war room. Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. And boy, Roger's got some big news he's going to be breaking here tomorrow. And we'll be together tomorrow here in studio in a very special place. I'll leave it at that. And so you definitely want to join us tomorrow. Now, a lot of times when history's happening in a really big way, people don't recognize it until later. Hindsight's 2020. My job is historically looking at the globalist forces, the different power structures, because the globalists are just the old empires, that same system, and then reading their own research, their own documents, what they're projecting, what they're building. And then if you know that, you know what's going to happen, because these folks are in control. Trump's trying to grab the wheel away from them, and that's why they're freaking out so bad. Even if Trump was evil, if he wasn't one of them, they don't like him because he's trying to take their lollipop away. That said, it's all perspective. And since 1945, there's not been foreign troops and foreign forces marching through the streets of Paris and other areas of France and physically arresting and attacking people who were standing up to the Nazis. But that's just what happened over the weekend with hundreds of big blue armored vehicles with multinational police from the European Union coming into France because the police and military were standing down in most areas. What an incredible report. It's in major French papers. Armored vehicles bearing EU flag storm downtown Paris and arrest and attack hundreds. That's the oldest trick in the book. You know, when they had Tiananmen Square in 89, they brought Chinese from 1,000 miles away in the north, who even spoke a different dialect, into the south because the local police wouldn't kill the peaceful demonstrators because a lot of them were their family. Well, now we've got armored vehicles with the EU symbol on them, and it's confirmed multinational force because it's one EU. So German, Dutch, other troops with their face masks coming in to finally crush the yellow vest. Oh, but see, we're the EU now. We're not French. And that's why Macron did not get sworn in to France's national anthem. Imagine if Trump was getting sworn in and they played a North American Union theme. There is one for the North American Free Trade Agreement. There is a song. You can pull it up. Imagine if they played that song. You'd be like, what the hell is going on here? This is the traitor. This is the enemy. This is the problem. But instead, Macron snubs national French anthem, walks out to EU song after the win. Now, remember, he expanded on that. He said just recently that they want to bring in 200-plus million Muslims in the next two decades, and that Africa is the heart and the center of France. Yes, he said that. And he said that patriotism is not having a country. These are quotes. He said patriotism is the opposite of nationalism. Now you're like, that's saying 2 + 2 = 1. That's crazy talk. To say that Africa is the heart of France and French ethos and culture. These are quotes. No, that's not true. That'd be places like Paris. But this is all part of the cucking, rubbing your face in it over and over again. Do we have that with audio yet? Here it is. So he's playing Ode to Joy. They did not play the French anthem. And everyone in Europe knows what this is. So, I should add, who's conquered France in World War II? They've never played a German song that's basically the German archetypal national anthem. It's not officially, but it might as well be Beethoven's Ode to Joy. So he's playing a German song when they've been arch enemies for hundreds of years. He's playing a German song by Ludwig von Beethoven in front of the French, and they're lapping it up. You're like chopping your baby's legs off, and the baby's like lapping its own blood up. I mean, this is the most asinine crap the world has ever seen, but it's called cucking. It's like these guys that get off on, 10 guys coming in and like roughing their wife up and having sex with her in front of them. And some people are into that. Some women are into that. That's what you're, but you don't get to take our countries over and do it because it gets you off on it. And they want to bankrupt France. They want to drive down its value. They want to totally take control of the whole thing. And look, I don't care if Macron's gay or bisexual, but the whole issue is he was in a pedophile ring at age 13 on record. And he was sworn in with a giant black pyramid with a red all-seeing eye right behind his head. And François Mitterrand said the temple at the Louvre was to Lucifer. And it has 666 pieces of gold pink glass and a red all-seeing eye in the capstone. And this little monster, who admittedly was in elite sex parties at age 13, passed around as a sex toy, totally compromised, probably been mind controlled, because we know the MO, folks. Totally programmed. Manchurian candidate, he fits it all. By the way, what got declassified last week? MK Ultra documents. We have the man that got it declassified joining us coming up. And it's exactly what I told you. And you're like, wow, why are all these governments doing mind control? It goes back thousands of years ago. What do you think trauma-based mind control is? What do you think the occult is? They called it religions, but it was systems of programming people, torturing them, drugging them, inducing them into your cult, giving small children hallucinogens, having sex with them, killing other children in front of them, traumatizing them, breaking off other personalities. This is the real world, and I can tell you, at a gut-level analysis with all the facts I've got, it's 100% that he was a pedophile sex toy. He admits that. They hide it in plain view. They can't hide it. You didn't know that? Look it up. But what's really key is he was probably trauma-based mind control, the way he acts, the way he's so confident, but the way he's a total puppet and doesn't get everybody hates him. And now his approval rating is at 18%. And they whitewash it that he was 15 when he was a sex toy with the elites. No, the word is even younger. We know at 13 he was at elite parties. That's confirmed. A 13-year-old being passed around, and he, of course, got a great job by 20 at the most powerful Rothschild command bank in the world. They admit he did hang around with the Rothschilds as well. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, groomed by the Rothschilds to run France into the ground. And now armored vehicles and foreign troops are parading around in Paris. Now, when we come back, the stock market's plunging, just like Trump told you, because the Democrats have announced the plan to arrest our president. That's right. We're in a fight, folks, all of us. We'll be right back. broke down, if you joined us, the incredible spectacle of UN, EU, world government armored vehicles and thousands of foreign troops wearing black masks beating and attacking the French, standing up nationalistically against the globalists. It's foreign troops suppressing a nationalist uprising that wishes to drive the globalist traitor that says France doesn't exist and who's trying to raise giant carbon taxes to pay foreign multinational corporations French money. And now they're using foreign troops to suppress them. That's all coming up because we have Dan Lyman joining us from France. And we're going to show some of the compilations, an amazing video that he got. He's been there reporting in the head of InfoWars Europe and that bureau we're building in Europe. Then I'm going to get to the really big issues. Trump said, you don't elect the Republicans in the House, I guarantee you they're going to try to turn back the regulations that I removed, and they're going to kill the economy. That's their plan. And they've done it. We're going to talk about that. And I've got all the clips. The knives are coming out. Now, top Democrats are saying, we're going to impeach the president. And when he's out of office, we're going to criminally indict him. We're going to put him in prison. And there's no Russiagate now. All there is two cash payments to girlfriends, women he associated with over 12 years ago. I guess 13, 14 years ago. And that's what the president said. He said, there you go. There's no Russiagate, so now you're going to do this. You say, well, why don't they indict Hillary for Russiagate and Uranium One and go after her for the missing kids out of Haiti and go after her for the paper play and all of it? Because Washington still thinks the deep state and Hillary and Obama and that group is going to remove Trump. They still think they'll defeat this nationalist movement. And so most people are either on the globalist side or they're staying out of it. They think that's the safe thing to do. And there's so much bravado and arrogance and chutzpah by the globalists that they're able to really project that confidence and con a lot of people into believing that in the end they're going to win. The Clintons can't get 1,000 people out of their events now for free with massive hype. No one wants to come see them. Everywhere in the world, there's nationalist, right-wing, pro-God, pro-Christian, pro-Renaissance movements that are unstoppable. The tide is incontrovertible. You can try to hold it back for a while. That'll just make it explode that much stronger. So from Russia to Brazil to France to the U.S. to everywhere, it's happening. So I don't get up here and put a confidence game on like the Democrats do constantly, just to sound confident. When I say we're in trouble, from my view. I say that when I believe it and I know it. But when I tell the globalists and I tell their minions, you're going to lose in the end one way or another, that's because history's on our side and all the facts point that direction. That doesn't mean that it's going to be one hell of a fight, because here's what happens. Those of us that are willing to stand up and tell the truth, because it's the right thing to do, because we're not evil, are punished and are targeted. But the punishment of having our children's future be a nightmare is a trillion times worse than what has to happen to us personally. And there's so many men out there that are totally unfulfilled because the world is not just about being flotsam and jetsam and standing for nothing or fantasy football. And women, it's not just about getting your nails done. And I'm not saying you're bad if you want nice nails. I'm saying if that's your God and you'll shell out because you want to be a bigger peacock on a bigger perch, nothing wrong with big, nice houses. But if that's your God, then that's why you're so unhappy. Now, I'm not saying that to our general audience. I know you know that. But there's a lot of new listeners, a lot of people in the establishment that don't get why I don't back down and why the more they attack me, the more aggressive I get. It's because I haven't lost my basic instincts or my connection to God or common sense. And it's not even a question. The worse you get, the more aggressive I get and the more fearless I get, because it confirms everything we already knew. I mean, my God. You know, you'd think when I went to drudgereport.com at 5 a.m. when I woke up and saw the top headline up there, 60 Minutes, major government study, $300 million study, says smartphones are destroying children's brains. And then I went and I saw Anderson Cooper, one of the richest men in the world, this total globalist. He's related to five. He's the heir of five aristocratic families. Telling us now, it's like 100 years after they knew cigarettes gave you lung cancer, putting a thing on the side saying may give you lung cancer, saying, oh, it might be bad for your kids. Folks, I was in 18 years ago, 19 years ago, allowed into the DARPA interface systems. And I didn't realize I had somebody letting me into classified stuff at the time. It was all a big joke to him. I was kind of a joke at the time. He thought, you want to see something? I've known this guy a few years, met him at parties and through mutual friends. And he went on to work for an even more elite university. There's only one more elite when it gets to this. That's, they know who it is. It was MIT. So he took me into these DARPA study areas. And this wasn't super classified. This was just restricted. But on each door and each lab area, it was funded by DARPA. And he'd take me and he goes, you know, I'm not really supposed to take you in here, blah, blah, blah. But look at this. And he'd show me this, show me that, show me this, show me that. And to him, it was all a big joke because he was a guy running a bunch of this. And so he was always hearing me talk about this stuff. He thought it was hilarious because, you know, it's you know, take Alex Jones who talks about all this and lead him right into the middle of it at the UT psychology department. He'd flip a switch, you know, and it'd be primate facilities in Bastrop with, you know, great apes and monkeys all hooked in with big flicker screens. And then there'd be another room where they'd pay women to masturbate and look up at a screen. They'd put subliminal messages out and they'd have electrodes hooked up to their, you know, their genitals. And then they'd take me in another room. And after about 4 hours of this, I'm like, this building, that building. I said, listen, I've seen enough of this. He's like, really? You've seen enough of it. And the whole, almost the whole place was how to manipulate you through flicker rates and through screens and to go with what system would be the most destructive to mesmerize you, lower IQ, have you stop communicating with people and totally control you. So imagine, I don't go, oh, look, it's coming out. Anderson Cooper told us all about it. No, I go, I failed to cause a debate about this early on. In all my films and all the articles, everything I wrote. And now Anderson Cooper has the credibility to tell us we've already addicted you. We've already habituated it. We know it's too strong for you to pull out. But later we want the liability protection because they literally give you cancer. They're 5G. They brain damage you. They destroy your language skills. They ruin your life. You have no friends. It kills everything. And you think it's how you interface with your friends. But then Anderson Cooper, a conscious member of the leftist foundation CIA group with $500 billion in assets at least, sits up there and tells you about how he's going to protect your children. It's like shooting you in the head and then giving you a Band-Aid. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. So, coming up after our intrepid reporter Dan Lyman leaves us with the incredible footage he got of the EU invading armored vehicles. They're confirming local news, many of them foreign soldiers invading France to suppress French citizens. Just hiding in plain view. How incredible is that? Well, for TV viewers, you'll get to see a lot of this HD footage that Dan Lyman shot. We'll also show you some of the local news footage. And it's just ongoing, and it's threatening to cripple and bring down the whole unelected EU. Theresa May had no confidence, so she didn't go with the vote on her Brexit deal because she knew the parliament was going to vote it down because they handed over more power to the dictatorial EU. This is the heart of the New World Order in deep, deep trouble. We'll be talking to Dan Lyman in a moment, who heads up the European arm of InfoWars. But first, we're also going to get into the screen time and the brain damage and how it destroys emotional connections and how it lowers the emotional IQ. How it basically creates artificial Asperger's children. And it takes it from the television to the pad, and all of it's done to make you plug in to the modern matrix-like system. We'll be talking more about this with the man that first really exposed it, Dr. Nick Begich, in studio in the third hour. Now 60 Minutes has told you all about the MRIs they're doing and how what it's showing and how it's hurting the children. After they know you're already hooked. And oh, now they're having, 5G and others can give you brain cancer. In fact, they do, but we're not going to stop. So now 60 Minutes tells us about what we already knew decades ago, and they'll be celebrated, maybe get a Pulitzer Prize for it. Now, we're also going to get into the really big issue. They're making their move to remove Trump. And you know they are because they picked bimbo issues, because both parties are involved in corruption with the Chi-Coms and others. So they don't want to go after Trump because there's nothing there with something that could hurt both parties in the establishment. They want to get him on limited things. So they've got a stool pigeon who already said that Trump wasn't involved in knowing that they were using the campaign for payments and that Trump had paid for it in a private transaction. Now a guy that's changed his testimony to get favorable sentencing, which they didn't even do, is now hinging on the whole future of the Republic of the world, and all the other corruption gets ignored. And they're all over the news saying Trump's going to serve jail time to discredit the presidency and just scare everybody. So the markets do what? They go down, up, 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 up they went. And all the jobs pouring back in, you can't allow that. So talk down the stock market, said the president's going to be arrested, raise interest rates. That's another present the globalists have given you, just as Trump warned. Stock market is up massively since election, but it's now taking a little pause. People want to see what happens with the midterms. If you want your stocks to go down, I strongly suggest you vote Democrat. They like the Venezuelan financial model, high taxes and open borders. Oh, and it gets better. Democrat Alexandra Cortez, the poster girl for ignorance, said that she's a woman, so she can run for president at 29. No, it says men and women in the Constitution, Dumbo, 35. But now she threatened Donald Trump Jr. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out about his dad and said what everybody already knows. Maybe we can put this on screen. Why are you so afraid of socialist economy? Trump, because Americans want to walk their dogs, not eat them. And how did she respond? She said, I have subpoena power, and you're going to get in big trouble. As soon as I get in office, we're going to have your ass thrown in jail. That's right. You don't talk back to her. You don't point out that there's no dogs in North Korea or Venezuela because everybody had to eat them. Or Cuba literally is collapsing. No. Just threaten everybody. Now, let me stop right there. It takes a lot of money to be able to have reporters in Europe, to fly people around to cover Bilderberg, to have reporters down there with the illegal alien caravan coming across and the first documented 6 years ago, Infowars the first. It takes a lot of money to fight Soros and the globalists because they know 9 times out of 10, Infowars is first to break critical news no one else will cover. So they want to shut down. That's why I need financial support. I want to expand. I want Dan Lyon to be able to hire a larger team. I'm in court next week. Next week. Here in Austin, I've agreed to be deposed for the Pepe the Frog deal. Some artist made a poster of icons of the election, Trump, myself, Matt Drudge, little Pepe the Frog thing up there. Hillary Clinton's law firm, it's her main law firm, sues me for copyright infringement. They said, give us the $26,000 you made on it. And I said, well, actually, we only made about $15,000 if we paid the artist. And they said, well, just give us that and we'll drop it. And I said, no. You filed a fake lawsuit saying we don't let white supremacists use the frog, so you could say I'm a white supremacist as a way to have that in the news and defame me. You're lucky I'm not suing you. And then you say I've stolen it when it turns out a guy actually made it down in Brazil. And it turns out that the guy here in the U.S. said back in 2015 in a Daily Dot interview, everybody can use this. It's free. Use it. He gave him a license, even though he didn't have it. They can say it's a trolling operation, you know, where these sites say, here's our photos. Use them. But the fine print says, but in 1 year, you owe us this much money. That's free till a year from now. I don't know what this guy's doing, this Fury fella, but I've got to go not be on air, and I've got to pay lawyers. But I've made that decision. I'm not going to pay him $15,000. When it was a composite image of public commentary, what's happening in the world, it's political, it's totally protected. I'm not putting out Pepe the Frog action figures. He told everybody they could use it. A lot of evidence looks like it's not even his. So I'm trying to free Pepper the Frog. People say, well, why are you fighting all these fronts? I just am going to fight everything from now on, period. And I'm either going to succeed or I'll be destroyed in the process, but that's okay. Because I'm an example to others, and the information we put out, it goes on forever, and it's winning. It'd be nice if I can have my cake and eat it too. Believe me, I'm not a nihilist. I'm not somebody that wants to just be destroyed. I'm doing this because I know it's the only sure course for my children and your children. So I want to thank you for joining us in this epic fight. We'll come back to Dan Lyman for this segment and the next, but let me just say this to you very clearly right now. We have the very best products. We have the very best information. That's why we're the most banned broadcast, the most demonized in the world. And I don't say that happily, but in a way I've got to be a little bit satisfied to know that if you're going to be on the Declaration of Independence, sign your John Hancock big and bold. Because it's either the warrant of our children's destiny and future being good, or it's our death warrants. So I'm in this all the way. I appreciate you being in it, our affiliates, our listeners, all of you, my crew. I love you all. But it's simple. If you do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, you'll get incredible deals, amazing products. You won't fight the traffic in the lines, and you will allow us to go into the future. You have unlimited power. When it comes to funding this operation, we know it is a 2% maybe ever buys anything that listens. And that's fine. And we want to thank those 2%. Just like in the Revolutionary War, you know, the military has the 3% patch. It was about 3% actually started it, fought in it, won it, and then did it all. 3%. Towards the end, they got some folks helping them and things. So, again, it's 2-3% doing it. So I want to commend the 3%. But I want to tell all the rest of you out there who do spread the word and watch the show and the rest of it, it makes you kind of feel like you're doing something. You listen. It's kind of like people at a, you know, fat farm conference sneaking Snicker bars at the break. Mike Adams sent me a text. It's a great point he made saying that. And then they can kind of live vicariously through what we're doing here. Listen, that's great. I appreciate you just listening. But if you don't start taking action, spreading the word, telling folks about the local station you listen to, buying some of the products, signing up to the free email list, and then resending articles and videos we send you, if you don't actually get in the game, we're going to lose this because this is not a spectator sport. This all revolves around you. In fact, let me pull up that Mike Adams text. He said it so much more better than I just babbled it. And it's a really, really good point. But we've got free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points, and every order gets a free T-shirt. And so that's all going right now. I think of the phenomenon all of us are dealing with. When we come back, I'll read this to Dan Lyman. But it's really important. Please financially support us and get great products. 360WIN, InfoWarsStore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at, good and evil, right and wrong.
Dan Lyman, incredible reporter on Twitter at Citizen Analyst. Be sure and follow him there. He got the video, some of the best video of the dark blue armored vehicles. Hundreds and hundreds of them, dozens together, converging in on different parts of the city of Paris. Attacking French citizens who are against the carbon tax, the open borders, and globalism. And now it's spreading all over Europe. Oh, and Bloomberg's reporting the Russians may be involved because the George Soros has a bot machine dashboard that sites download, and then it tells you what's Russian and what isn't. He says, I'm a Russian agent. So they have congressional hearings and said it and took me off most of the internet. So again, he's George Soros says the moon's made of cheese. It is. And they're moving to arrest Trump. We'll get into that next hour. Never a source of being boring. Alexandra Cortez now says she's Jewish because of all of her Palestinian anti-Israel stuff. Now suddenly, like Pocahontas is Native American. Well, now Cortez from Puerto Rico says that she learned that dozens of generations ago, there was Sephardic Jews in her background. None of her family knows this, but she learned it. So this is all part of the endless lying out of this lady's mouth. That's all coming up. But Dan Lyman has gotten the incredible footage. He spent days there in Paris. Of course, you can read his work at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. But you can also go to the Europe link there, and I'll put that on screen for folks in a minute. Dan, great job, and thanks for being here, and I'm glad you're safe.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you as well, Alex, and also good to be home.
Yeah, you're back in Switzerland now.
Just got back, yeah.
Well, you've got the floor. Tell us what you witnessed, what you saw, and the EU admits they think this may bring them down. I mean, the nationalism is spreading everywhere and exploding in France.
It is true, and it is definitely exploding. Good usage of the term. It was quite an eventful weekend. I went in not really knowing what to expect beyond reviewing the videos from the previous weekends, and it did not disappoint in terms of action. It was definitely a live battlefield in many ways, and you had to keep your head on a swivel at all times because it was just chaotic moments broken up by kind of tense moments where you're just kind of waiting for the next thing to happen, and it was just nonstop action.
Dan, get into it, because, again, for people that don't know the history of the EU and how nationalistic these countries are, to have EU armored vehicles when the regular military and police stood down in most areas with yellow vests the last 3 weeks, and now to see these armored vehicles, even some of the French papers pointed out, wow, this is a multinational EU army that they've been talking about. Here it is.
Yeah, there are concerns about that. Now, I did end up seeing some of these armored vehicles. I was on the lookout for them throughout the day. And then in the evening, as you'll see in this shot right here, I did get a chance. This is on Champs-Élysées. It was under de facto martial law at this point. They had all the inroads kind of sealed off. We managed to make our way down there, but there were only a couple of folks down there. And then they were lining up facing the Arc de Triomphe, and they lined up all these armored vehicles and the riot vehicles as well with the plows on the front. And then eventually they just made their way towards the Triomphe looking for trouble. I mean, it was definitely a tense situation. There was all sorts of violence from all sides. And so I can see why, you know, you'd want a response to keep the calm. But seeing these EU flagged vehicles with no French logos on them whatsoever was definitely disturbing, to say the least.
We've also got Macron being sworn in to the German music, Beethoven's Ode to Joy, unprecedented, rubbing it in their faces.
They hate this guy. I didn't know what to expect in terms of like if they really would be anti-Macron or if they would be anti-EU or what the sentiment would be on the ground. A lot of these people, they used their vests to write statements on them. And the vast majority of the statements that I saw were anti-Macron statements. And they would get thousands of people chanting at a time, Macron démission, which I guess it roughly equates to resign Macron or Macron's resignation. And there was graffiti, all over the place. Spray painted, Macron's got to go, stuff like that. So they definitely hate this guy. And it just makes me wonder how he did so well in the election. But of course, that's up for debate as well. But I would think that if they had elected someone like Le Pen, things might be in better shape there.
And of course, she's leading in the polls. We see the Nationalist Party winning in Germany, winning in Spain, winning in Italy, winning in Greece, winning in Brazil, winning in Russia first with Putin. That's why they hate him. He is domino number one. With the Nationalists kicking oligarchs out, kicking the foreign globalists out with a huge carbon tax. I mean, I know France already has the most expensive gasoline in Europe, but it roughly added something like a euro or a dollar to every liter. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's. I lived in Iceland for a while, and we were paying about $8 a gallon there, and I didn't think that was possible too many other places. But I do believe that French prices are approaching that. I think it's somewhere over $7 a gallon. If that tax had stayed in place or if implemented, it's just. You can't go anywhere with that kind of charge on fuel. And in addition, I think a lot of these people are just hurting in general. They're just so overtaxed, and I have to say, I met a lot of these yellow vests protesters and was around a lot of them. And myself, I've worked in construction. I've worked a lot of blue collar jobs in the past, painting, roofing, and I understood these people. I could feel, you know, the majority of them, who they are. They're blue collar workers, middle class, lower middle class, people just trying to work and earn an honest living. I would say a lot of these people are not from Paris. They come in from the surrounding towns and countryside to voice their disapproval with what's going on there. And I really felt like I identified with a lot of these people. Of course, there are bad actors within the group, and there are people that are kind of hijacking it as well for their own purposes.
Sure, but go ahead.
In addition to just bad actors in general, who just making the most of the chaos, there were a lot of people that I observed who were either apprehended or were committing acts that were definitely worthy of apprehension, that were not wearing yellow vests. They were just capitalizing on the chaos.
And let's be clear. Macron came in as a nationalist, control the borders. Then he said, patriotism is not having a country. The worst form of patriotism is being a nationalist. These are quotes. He said, we want 200 million more Africans brought in the next 20 years because that's our culture. And then he's doing all this. The average tax is over 80% in France. So the people are literally in hell. And the OECD, the globalist group, says this, France is the model. Most of the EU bureaucrats obviously have been caught not even paying taxes. They have laws written where the EU bureaucrats are exempted EU-wide tax. No one else is. I mean, it's joke level how this unelected body does this. And here it is saying, if you have nationalist uprisings to try to kick our policies out of carbon taxes, no single family dwellings, I mean, this is all EU world government policy, we will send in an EU army to stop you. If Italy uses its navy to stop Soros-funded rubber boats being brought across, bringing in Islamic invaders, we'll have our military board you and stop you. These are public statements that the EU will use its military to stop nation states that don't follow its order. This is insane. England never voted to be part of it. It's part of it. It's the same thing with France and others. And so that's why this is so huge. And I don't see this populist wave worldwide being stopped, Dan Lyman. And I see what we see here in France. Even the EU says they believe this could, quote, bring down Europe. Well, this isn't Europe. The EU is a criminal corporate cabal looting Europe and opening it up for invasion.
Absolutely. And if Paris is the model for the rest of the world, then we got problems, because Paris is a wreck aside from all of this stuff. I mean, I took a couple of long rides through the city coming in from the airport, and it's occupied territory. It's you're hard pressed to see someone that you might think is a French person walking the streets in a lot of these neighborhoods. In addition, I got to lay eyes firsthand on some of these tent cities that are going up all around the city, just entire areas that are occupied by homeless foreigners. And there's nothing done about them. There's nothing being done to mitigate them, except once in a while they'll sweep them out and they'll just, you know, recongregate in another area. So anyone who wants a glimpse of what the future could look like if you let your own city or town fall to this agenda, just go to Paris and spend a few days there and you will regret it immensely.
By the way, my parents like to go to Europe at least once a year. They've been doing it for 40 years. I mean, they've been to Europe at least 35, 40 times, and they will not go anywhere in France anymore. Everyone I know that lives in France is moving out. A lot of areas of Italy you can't go to anymore. A lot of areas of England, the people they know in England, when they have friends that live there, will not go into London. It's just incredible what the globalists have done. They have brought in literally the lowest IQ, dumbest, poorest people of the third world. So they've exported and imported the worst people statistically on the planet, a bunch of military-age men, homeless, inbred, mentally retarded in many cases, running around foaming at the mouth, crapping all over the ground and raping people, and 90%+ never get a job. They just walk around crapping. Dan Lyman, InfoWars reporter. We really should get him on every week. He heads up InfoWars Europe. Just go to Europe. Let's put the URL on screen, because I have to be honest with you. We launched InfoWars Europe, and then I'm always just clicking on it on my site. I have it saved. I'm never looking at the URL. So it's the URL, not just the site I want to show. It's the URL, not just the site I want to show. What's the best way for people to get to InfoWars Europe, Dan?
Easiest one to remember is europewars.com, but of course you can do europe.infowars.com, but europewars.com will redirect to the site properly.
Absolutely. So europewars.com. Listen, I'm teleprompter free. I'm 45. I used to have a photographic memory. I just literally half the time can't remember what's going on. But I think that's also just part of having so many moving parts at once, Dan. It's the world seems to be quickening right now.
It sure does. It's like, you know, I heard George Papadopoulos is already out of jail. So that means he's served for 2 weeks. That seems like it was like just a couple days ago that was being announced. So the quickening is definitely happening and the news never slows down. It's just getting crazier.
Dan, in the few minutes we have left here, what are you observing in Europe? What are you seeing? What would you call this period we're in? Because huge nationalism, huge awakening, really positive things. But then the floodgates of globalist money and the Chi-Com influence in Hollywood just has unleashed its full wrath and shown us just how bad these people are. What would you call this struggle and where would you say we're at?
Wow, we are definitely at the beginning of something major. This is just the beginning in Paris. This is obviously starting to catch fire across Western Europe. One of the most poignant videos I saw from the weekend was actually from the Yellow Vest protest in Brussels. These people were attempting to storm the big European Union building. And I thought that was very symbolic because if that is accomplished, maybe the next time they try it, it probably will be pretty violent. But if for any reason that's caught on video and it happens, that will be a symbolically devastating blow to the EU and the globalist agenda to see the people, the everyday, you know, forgotten men and women just storming one of their bastions of globalism. And you know, we hope for peace, definitely. But these protests are pretty violent. A lot of the police are very heavy. Handed. I've seen some pretty disturbing videos. One of the most disturbing things I saw this weekend myself was we were, you know, you kind of standing with the crowds and then every once in a while something major happens and everyone goes rushing in a direction to get away from a, you know, a flashbang or tear gas. So we're standing there against the wall and I'm observing along Champs-Élysées and the crowd starts rushing and one guy goes running by me with blood pouring down his face and it looked like something major had happened to his eye or above his eye. And right after that, a projectile hit right above my head against the wall and I just started running with everybody else. And I started thinking, man, are they really firing, you know, probably non-lethal rounds or something like that into the crowd? And it did turn out there was some video evidence that suggested that one girl had indeed lost her eye by being shot by something by the police. And then I was in a cafe the next day and the waiter there said he observed another man who had his eye blown out by a non-lethal round by police near the Arc de Triomphe in front of his restaurant. There have been it's been kind of gory. And I hope that some of these police officers, that they think twice before they do this. But I don't know if they will, because some of them are definitely good guys. They mean well and they're just trying to do their job. And some of them are just like mercenaries for the EU. Some of the roughest guys were undercover. They were roaming in packs. They were big guys with, you know, they were fully armed and they were taking people down very aggressively. And there was very little indicator as to who they worked for.
And you've got EU armored vehicles, and it's come out, some of them from outside France. For the first time since Hitler was kicked out in 1945, we have foreign EU troops in France attacking the public, just blowing their eyes out, all of this. But the good news is Macron is going to have to resign. He's had to back off on the carbon tax, the one place they thought they could get it through, and they failed. Dan Lyman, A+, God bless you. You're an amazing reporter. I'm so blessed that the audience supports us so we can fund your great work that I know you're expanding as well, building our European bureaus. So, Dan, everybody should follow you right now at Twitter, @CitizenAnalyst. We'll be right back. Just joined us, InfoWars Europe head Dan Lyman. EuropeWars.com is the quickest way to get there. EuropeWars.com. He was just on with us and he was getting into the French police, French military, a lot of them standing down. So they brought in armored vehicles with EU insignias. A lot of them weren't even French. They were German, others, and they began to shoot the eyes out with rubber bullets of men and women on purpose. Dan witnessed multiple people with their eyes shot out in front of him. And Paris is on fire. These are nationalists. They're targeting leftist facilities and EU facilities. And in Brussels, they tried to storm the EU command base, the unelected EU dictatorship. They've also been storming in Germany and other areas. The Yellow Vest movement is exploding. It's absolutely exploding, and it shows how much trouble the EU globalist program is under. Now, Joey Gibson, who heads up the prayer group that Antifa comes out and attacks all over the country, he's got some really serious news for us coming up next segment, where you've heard about these red flagging operations in Oregon and in other Democrat-controlled areas on the East Coast as well, where someone just says, hey, I think that person's a danger. They didn't make a threat, nothing. It's beyond the Baker Act, where somebody just says, I think they need to be looked at for 24 hours. You get grabbed and taken to a mental institution, like Kanye West, for a week because he liked Trump. Now they're just doing it to gun owners, period. So it's beyond doxing. They just say it. I think they shouldn't have guns, and your guns are taken, and you usually don't even get them back. And if you don't turn them over, there's actually been deaths now. They kill you. So gun confiscation is happening. We're going to be talking to him here in just a moment, get the latest on Antifa and more. Now, I mentioned this at the start of the broadcast, and it's so big, I don't even know how to really get into it properly, but I'm going to try as best I can. We're going to go to break, come back with our guest. They're making their move on the president. The president said, if you don't elect the Republicans in the House, they're going to try to roll back my reforms, bring all the regulations back that are designed to shut us down. They're going to signal that you can't invest here in America, and it's going to tank the economy, along with the Federal Reserve raising interest rates. And sure as the sun came up this morning, the Dow was down almost 400 points. And we'll give you those numbers right now, the latest on the Dow, if you can put that on screen for TV viewers. This is a diabolical, concerted effort of economic terrorism to kill our economy. Dow's down 406 points right now. It went even lower earlier. 450-something points earlier. So this is a very, 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 very serious situation. The globalists are saying, we're going to kick Trump out. We're going to arrest him. When you get the head of the Intelligence Committee, Peter Schiff, when you've got all these different Democrats coming out, you've got Republicans, Adam Schiff, when you've got all these people saying that the president is a criminal, no judge, no jury, that kills the markets. Now, you've got Michael Cohen, who pled guilty to $15 million in laundered money at a taxicab company that he was part of. Trump has zero connection to it. And you've got him coming in these recordings, obviously trying to set the president up a long time ago. Sounds like Cohen's been in trouble for years. Coming in saying, hey, we're going to make that payoff through the campaign. And Trump goes, no, you're not. No, you're not. That's been aired as if it's the proof. Then Cohen goes, takes Trump's money and pays it through the campaign. So it's not campaign money. And they just did it through the campaign so that it wouldn't have Trump's name on it. So this is what they're threatening to bring the entire country down. Not Russian collusion like Hillary, not Chinese collusion like Hillary or Mueller, but no. Giving some money to old girlfriends 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago. Cohen doing that 3 years ago. Total setup. He first says none of it happened. Now that he's going to go to prison, now he starts saying it. Totally discredited. A guy facing a sentence who's been caught lying, a known snake. And so to get the president, they're now all over the news saying, Trump's buddy has been indicted. Trump's going down. He's going to jail because Schiff, Adam Schiff's on TV, then coming out of the Intelligence Committee. You've got all the other Democrats, all the other Carl Bernstein, the rest of it, saying it's the end to kill the markets. Remember what Bill Maher said. We're going to tank the stock market to hurt Trump supporters. If we don't kill the market, Trump's going to succeed. He's going to show that we've been purposely suppressing the economy to get Americans into debt. That's how they're conquering us. The service economy. And now that's going away. Trump dares to challenge that. And the world believes, wow, we can turn this around. But then the establishment steps in and says, nope, they steal the election. Admit they steal it. Trump has a bunch of weak people around him because he can't find anybody that's not a coward. And it sends the signal that they may be able to take Trump out. And so the recovery dies right in front of your eyeballs. Just like Trump said, you want a dead economy. They sure want one as well. That's their model. See, Venezuela could have had their people prosperous and wealthy, but the communists wouldn't have been in charge. It's the same thing everywhere. They want you poor to control you. And that's why they've got all the impeachment talk on all the networks. And that's why they've got everyone saying Trump's a criminal and Trump's going to go to jail. And all these people saying this because they're the enemies of this country. They're the ones that sold us out to the Chi-Coms and the globalists. They're the ones that say you can't have a nation and that nationalism is evil. And they're the ones that say families are bad. They're the ones that are trying to demoralize you. And then Trump, who wants prosperity, and who believes in men and women having relationships, and who is like a cornucopia of success, he comes in to step in their way, and they are on a jihad because they know if he succeeds in prosperity, it's over for them. So they're working to destroy Trump and destroy your financial future and your 401k and your Social Security. They're going to take everything you've got. And when they implode the economy, they're going to come in with giant rescue packages of tens of trillions more to the mega banks so they can only move us down the same path as France. Consolidating control, eradicating the middle class. You think about that. They are now on the news saying this president's going to serve jail time. People say, oh, well, Trump's saying they deserve jail. Yeah, but you have to understand, they have the Democrat Republican Party establishment has chopped full of traitors and cowards and everyone who is scratching each other's back and double dealing and snaking around in the swamp. And they're all scared. So we, the people, have to decide whether we're going to let this group of slime do this to us, because there's no limit to what they're going to push. Here's Adam Schiff, got himself involved covering up Hillary Clinton's servers and email with the Russians, a man truly supporting Russian meddling and Russians getting our uranium, a true traitor. Here he is trying to bring down Trump. Here's a clip.
My takeaway is there's a very real prospect that on the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him, that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time. We have been discussing the issue of pardons that the president may offer to people or dangle in front of people. The bigger pardon question may come down the road as the next president has to determine whether to pardon Donald Trump. Now, I think the prosecutors in New York make a powerful case against that idea. All the arguments they make about Michael Cohen, the idea that while people are out walking precincts and doing what they should do in campaigns, the rich and powerful seem to live by a different set of rules. So this was the argument for putting Michael Cohen in jail on these campaign violations. That argument, I think, was equally made with respect to individual one, the President of the United States.
Did you hear anything about Russia there? We didn't. And because there is nothing there. Think about that. And these are the Democrats who are famously corrupt with campaign finance, and Hillary with billions of foreign money in her campaign and paper play. Oh, there's no discussion of that. You're like, why? The Republicans had the Congress. Because other than Nunes and a few others, they're all a bunch of cowards.
We've got it. We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth.
You've got it. You've got it.
Now we see the earth. Now
you've got it. You've got it.
It was about 2 years ago that the Democrats nationwide in blue cities and blue states decided on a new way to get the guns. They basically call it the Baker Act or red flagging. And now if someone just calls and says, I think they're dangerous, they didn't point a gun at me, they didn't say they were suicidal, just I saw the guns in their house. And so, I mean, I've had carpet cleaners one time saw guns on a gun rack in my house, called the police on me. The police didn't come, but that's the craziness of this. And then in some cases, people are getting killed when the police come. But you can go back 2 years ago, Bloomberg had the headline, gun confiscation begins in California. See, they've gone from denying they want to take the guns to saying, yeah, we need to repeal the Second Amendment and take all the guns. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. It's happening. Confiscation begins after Florida's new gun control laws enacted. So joining us is a great American patriot, Joey Gibson. You know, you got the Proud Boys that Gavin McGinnis started, and they've been demonized and called extremists by the media. The FBI didn't even really say that. Then they got deplatformed. Just the media just saying you're extreme, now you're deplatformed. But Joey, the Patriot Prayer Group, they go out and just pray in public in San Francisco and Berkeley and places like Portland, Oregon, and they get physically attacked. And then the news calls them terrorists, but nobody ever gets arrested because they're not swinging first. The meth head professors are. But he's here to warn. He's got an event coming up, Joey Gibson, and the whole Patriot Prayer Group, about what's happening. Washington's I-1639 would implement some of the nation's most stringent gun control laws. That's what they call it. But really, it's getting rid of due process. GibsonForFreedom.com is his main site. Joey, thanks for telling us about this and a snapshot of what's happening in Oregon.
Yeah, it's great to be here. In Washington State, we have Seattle, Washington, 1 million voters of the 3 million total in all of Washington State. So we have a lot of conservative counties, a lot of people who are independent, like to hunt, you like their guns. And so right now we're going around to the small counties. We're focusing on Skamania County, and we're asking them to ask the council members and the sheriff to protect the Constitution, to pass some sort of ordinance to say that they're not going to allow the state to break the Constitution. With this whole mental health thing that they're doing, this is the new way they're going to grab guns. This is what they did to the veterans with the VA. Basically, if you want to be a gun owner, you have to sign away your privacy rights to your medical records so the state has full access. So that way they can determine if you're eligible or not. We don't know what's going to make you eligible or not. It can be, you know, you're simply on antidepressants, or maybe you're on painkillers, and all of a sudden your Second Amendment is revoked. The crazy thing to me is
By the way, you're not just saying this. This happened to 300,000 veterans when Clinton's last year, then Obama brought it back, and they're now Trump stopped it federally, partially, but it's hard to stop the bureaucrats. This is now happening everywhere, and now they're going to use it at state level.
In 2015, the feds tried to come and take the guns from a veteran in Bonner County, which is in Idaho, and the sheriff stood up. We had Matt Shea from Washington stood up, and they had over 200 citizens stand at his house to protect his house, and the feds decided not to come to his house to take his guns. So yeah, it definitely has been happening. We just don't hear about it. But now in Washington State, they made it legal, and it's really concerning because basically, if you want to be a gun owner, you are a second-class citizen because you have a right to privacy. You have a right, you know, for the government to not know, not going into your medical records. And every single year, what the state's going to do is they're going to check your records. They're going to check your medical records and check your background. And so every single year, if for whatever reason they determine that you're ineligible to own firearms, they're going to require that the police chief or the sheriff has to come into your house to take your guns.
And again, these are people like SJWs, like Reality Winner, who will have access. We know all over the country, Antifa works in these different bureaus, health departments, police departments, and they're doxing everybody so they can now make the determination to A, leak your medical records, but also send a SWAT team to your house.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of the sheriffs that I talk to, they're really nervous about this because they don't want to be kicking down doors of their friends, of their family members in some of these small counties. And they're really concerned about that. And they don't understand how this law is going to move forward. They don't understand where the funding is going to come from. A lot of people are confused. A lot of people are concerned. And so what we're asking is these small counties, Skamania County, we're asking people next Tuesday, not tomorrow, but next Tuesday, to show up at the courthouse. That's where they have their board meetings. You know, it'd be awesome if we can have hundreds of people to show up and just ask that they pass some sort of ordinance where we simply just respect the Constitution. That's what we're asking for. This is different from sanctuary cities because there's nothing unconstitutional about giving illegals to ICE. What we're saying, though, it's unconstitutional for the state to just determine without due process, without the court system, these people in back rooms to simply just say that you can't have a gun because you're on antidepressants or whatever medical reason they come up with.
I tell you, the globalists are unbelievable. Bloomberg has funded this. He's one of the big guys. Soros, this is on record, hundreds of millions just to fund these laws getting passed. But in some cases, there's not even laws. They're just using other regulations to come after people's guns. And it's crazy. It's super dangerous for police. It's out of control. And I've seen the videos on your site. You should plug some of the places people can find these. We're going to post some of these to InfoWars.com. You're getting crowds of hundreds and hundreds of people in small towns, counties coming out. And they are really pissed about this.
They're really upset. We had almost 300 people in a county with about 10,000 people in it. And they were extremely concerned. They're really upset. They're sick and tired of Seattle telling them what they can or cannot do. These people, they just want to be free. They want to be left alone. And so I think this is the key in states like Washington and Oregon. The key is to go around to all the counties that believe in the Constitution, which is about 90% of the counties in Washington state. Most of them are conservative. And have them pass ordinances. And if you pass an ordinance respecting the Constitution, I believe that that people from Olympia, politicians, and even D.C., they'll think twice about passing unconstitutional
laws. That's right.
Laws.
We've got to build a united front against this because they can't get them federally for now, even though they want that. So they're going at the state level through, quote, mental health, not through the Second Amendment. And again, these mass shooters, they're all on Prozac. They're all being protected. They're all, let out of jail. They're very easy to see. If someone's already been adjudicated to be mentally ill, they've already had things, they should not have a Second Amendment. But to randomly say, we're just going to look at your records and then we're going to decide whether you have your guns, that now makes the psychologist and the bureaucrats and whoever's looking at the records, that makes them judge, jury, and executioner. And this is really a destruction of due process.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's my biggest concern. My biggest concern is also they can make targets of people who are outspoken activists. You know, if people are out there promoting freedom, then they can look into your medical records and just find anything. Just make targets of us, much like the IRS did going after conservative groups under Obama. And this is really concerning. And so I'm afraid that they're going to find people, they're going to throw them in jail, they're going to throw 18, 19, 20-year-olds in jail simply for doing what their family has done for generations, going out hunting, whether it be with a semi-automatic rifle or not.
Joey Gibson, amazing. Keep it up. Everybody should blueprint what you're doing and duplicate it in their state. I mean, what is it, like 20 states are passing laws or have passed laws like this. We salute you. Again, people can find freedom first. What's the best place for them to visit? GibsonForFreedom.com?
Yeah, GibsonForFreedom.com or Patriot Prayer on Facebook.
All right, great job. We salute you. We thank you. We've got the gentleman coming on who did the FOIA request and got the secret MKUltra mind control documents that have been huge news this week. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, they say one man can't do very much. That's because one man or woman can do incredible things if they at the right place at the right time, and they have the will, and they take action. Our next guest, John Greenwald Jr. from TheBlackVault.com. I'll tell you about him in a moment. He just kept doing the FOIA request, and he got one of the biggest tranches of MK Ultra mind control documents ever, bigger than what came out in Senator Frank Church's hearings in the 70s, the last time we got a big fat piece of the puzzle. And of course, there's a lot of other stuff going on in the modern times. This ties into screen time and the programming of children and how it's hurting their brains. We'll talk about that as well with Dr. Nick Begich. In the next hour, he'll be in studio with us. And he does a good show when he's not in studio, but in studio, he's amazing. So that is coming up as well. Please don't forget, we're running the biggest specials ever at InfoWars because Soros and the globalists are on record trying to take all of our payment processors and totally shut us down. They took Milo Yiannopoulos' funding away. The last thing he had, Patreon, Gavin McGinnis, because he had the number one show on CRTV and Glenn Beck was jealous, has been kicked off. And I know the whole inside baseball, not from Gavin, but from others involved. And it's very, very sickening. Just leave it at that. And so this is the war. They're taking everyone off the air they think is effective. But InfoWars is still standing because you financially supported us. But I have usually inventory for 5-6 months in T-shirts, in books, in films, in supplements, in coffee. This time, I am doing sales that are clearly 30-40% bigger than they've ever been because we have a plan to shell everything out of the warehouse. And we've already got the model ready to go with sponsors, something you've seen me discard. You hear the radio has them, and that's fine, but I've discarded sponsorship for about 7-8 years. It's been successful. Directly getting funding from you with great products. But if they take that away, don't worry. I've got all the big sponsors lined up as well. So, and if we keep both, that's even better. We'll just expand Battlefront even faster. But we're not giving up ever. That which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. So you need to support us, but you're supporting yourself, not fighting traffic, not fighting the crowds, getting great presents, helping the economy, all the rest of it. Every order gets a free T-shirt. Hey, we're all Alex Jones. Don't censor me. Gadsden flag, black on white T-shirt. It's unisex, great for men and women. You pick your side. It's free. Free shipping. Double Patriot points on your next order. 10% instead of 5% on every dollar. And 50, that's the lowest special, step is 75% off. You know, we have a special going where we have a special every day where something is 60% off. But go look at all the specials because some things are 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies is 60% off ultimate turmeric formula with 95% curcuminoid turmeric, the nature's ultimate anti-inflammatory. And I don't have to tell you about turmeric. I'm just going to tell you, this is the strongest on the market. No one has got one stronger. They have other leading brands that cost twice as much at our regular sell price. At 60% off, we're selling it at cost. When you add the free shipping into it, you add the T-shirt, we're losing money. Think about it. Free shipping, free T-shirt, 60% off. Our average product's about 150% marked up. Average supplements marked up 7 times, not us. We mark it up 150%. We always at least discount 30-40%, so we're almost always at 100% markup. When we tell you 60% off, it's really 60% off. So, and it's all flying out. Let me tell you, at the warehouse here in Austin, the little elves are working 24 hours a day. We brought on extra shifts, and thanks to you, we're selling it all out. The entire everything. Boom! Gone. It's all going to be gone. In fact, this new shirt, we printed up a lot of them. It's about to be gone. We'll have a new shirt that we have inventory of. That'll be the new free shirt by tomorrow. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And we're going to sell out by Wednesday, they're saying, of the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration systems. Leading competitors are $600, $700. It's always a great deal at $240, four-stage ion filter. The factory had a glut of those. They want to sell it because of inventory. It's $127. They're selling them to us at cost. We make like $30. No deal is even near this. For you and your family, get an Alexa Pure Breeze now. But watch. The special will be gone, just like Alexa Pure Pro water filters. Those did sell out. This will be gone. No one even gets close to this, but because we're the biggest distributor for this top company, we got this deal. No one else got this. You got this because the owner is a rabid listener, Matt Redhawk. And boy, has he been harassed for being a supporter. Oh, let me tell you, I'm not supposed to, but he's another patriot. So we're here, and we stand with those that stand with us. We thank you for supporting us. InfoWarsStore.com. Make that commitment. Get in there. Get the great products. Get the lowest prices. And help fund the second American Revolution that's going worldwide. Okay, we'll hold John a little bit in the next hour. And then we've got, hell, he might as well just segue in to Dr. Nick Begich. But John, that's theblackvault.com. I'm not going to read his whole background. But he's a researcher. He's a listener. He's a successful researcher and author and a whole bunch of other things. And he's been all over radio and TV programs. So he's an expert on hidden things, and he gets documents. He's amassed more than 2 million pages of declassified documents. So I'd call him, you know, Mr. Declassification. I'd call him Mr. Black Vault. That's a great name. So, John, I've seen your work before. It's great to have you here with us. Wow, this is one of your biggest coups. How did you suddenly get this and no one else was? It was all over the international news the last 3 days. Truth about CIA's illegal MK Ultra mind control experiments using drugs, hypnosis, and electronic devices. like your cell phones, revealed in sensational new documents officials hid for decades. The Sun reported on it, but it got a lot of attention.
It did, yeah. And Alex, by the way, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for being here as well.
Absolutely. And it's my pleasure. So the way that I came about this, my connection to the MKUltra documents actually goes back to the late 90s when I first started using the Freedom of Information Act. I started in 1996 and I was 15 years old when I started firing away requests. And back in fast forward to about 2004, I got the 30,000 pages that they archived on a CD-ROM. And that is what you had referenced from the Church Committee and the what had kind of mysteriously been found by the CIA that was misfiled as financial records. Well, now fast forward to 2016. I was one of the first places to actually dump those documents onto the internet, because at the time they were not anywhere to be found. And it wasn't until 2016 that another researcher using the Black Vault took the contents of those CD-ROMs, cross-referenced an index that the CIA claimed was everything on the CDs. And lo and behold, it was not complete. And there were missing documents and missing serial numbers. I had no idea that it would take almost 3 years to actually get the CIA to finally release those missing pages. It is a long story, which I won't bore you with, but
basically, you got the stuff they wanted hidden back when Congress ordered it released. They released what they thought wasn't as damaging. You got the stuff they basically blacked out bureaucratically by withholding it.
In my opinion, yeah, that's what this is. Because you see the even the non-MKUltra related material. And what I mean by that is everything has been kind of lumped into this mind control MKUltra program. What these thousands of pages that I just received and put online at theblackvault.com, what they prove is we do not have the full story. What they prove is MKUltra was just simply the tip of the iceberg, that there was a heck of a lot more going on, that there are project names that are still redacted. And why that's important is, according to the CIA, they've kind of quote-unquote released everything to us. So investigators have had these for years. But what these prove is that's not entirely true. They don't appear online. There's no references to them in books. And I'm not saying they're all, brand new in the sense that they've never been released before, but it appears that there is an awful lot that have never been released before.
Well, and there's also our deus ex. Trump has said he's going to release deep state stuff. He didn't release the JFK files. Word is there's a new FBI file that just came out about Bush narcotics trafficking. We're going to be breaking that in the next few days.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, isn't it funny that people back in the 50s, scientists said that the flicker rate in televisions put people into a hypnotic state because of the interlacing of how the TV screen would shoot out basically a light beam spectrum, and the way the two systems interlaced, in layman's terms, is a flicker rate so fast that your conscious brain doesn't see it, but your subconscious does, and it puts you into a trance. So you'll think of a flashing strobe light or the watch being swung. It's that to infinity. And then you get into the giant science. This is just one little area. When you go into these DARPA research laboratories, and I was led into some one time because one of the people that worked there was basically crazy and thought it was a big joke. And I'm like, what are you showing me? It was like, oh, come over here. You know, I'll let you shoot in the psychology department this film you're making. And then all of a sudden, I'm being shown flicker rates and programming and monkey experiments and ape experiments on how to put them into a trance state and then how to make them suggestible, which they would then do to humans later. And that was just one little project at UT. And it was restricted. And then part of the programs was classified. But now, 60 Minutes, screen time's hurting kids. It's hurting their capacity to form relationships, especially giving them artificial Asperger's. Well, everybody, even the old timers knew, kids don't get too close to the TV. And people said, we don't know why, it just hurts you. Well, it turned out studies did actually show it was projecting a form of radiation at you. And the new plasma screens do that, and the new LED screens do that, and the new cell phones, and all of them put off microwave radiation. So they literally give you cancer. So at every level, we're given this Promethean power, but it destroys us, and our liver is torn out by a large buzzard every day for eternity for a punishment. If you go to the Greek mythology, you're given the power of the gods, but you're tortured because of it. So that's the allegory here. And I'll go back to our guest, but that's just one micron of this. But let me tell you, I know about MKUltra from studying other projects and because of things I separately learned from people close to me that happened to be witnesses to it. And I'm going to just leave it at that. But you all heard about how the CIA put the LSD on the campuses in the 60s. And Timothy Leary worked for the FBI and the CIA to make it cool. And all those other hosts tell you about DMT, man, take it. It's cool. Have you taken the DMT? Those are the new Timothy Learys. And they go meet with professors on the weekend that are really CIA leftist, and they say what they want programmed next. And if you don't go meet with them, they come after you, like you see with us. So I'm here telling you, hey, DMT, you might think it's great, but the bad guys running things want you to take it. And I know the folks who first brought DMT to the public, and they told me the whole inside story, which I won't tell at this point, but I'm very close to doing it because it's part two of this. But let me go back to our guest, John Greenwald. We're going to get back for a full hour in the near future. I apologize. I'm rambling on here. But the point is, here we are being proven right on humans have been cloned for a long time, human-animal chimeras, secret space projects, mind control programs, everything they make fun of us for, which we were just going off old documents, is now confirmed, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what's interesting about these documents. We've heard about MKUltra for a long time. We know that the mind control experiments took place. Here's my biggest takeaway over the last couple of years, where the CIA did not even want to believe me that those documents were not on the CD. I had to create a 95-page fax to send over to them to prove that I was right, that they weren't there. Once I proved that, they changed their story. But here's my takeaway. Even though we know about MKUltra and have for many years, and we know the broad scope of it, what these documents show is that MKUltra was potentially the tip of the iceberg. That
it
there
was just the entrance. I mean, people say, what's new? Yeah. Exactly. That this was only the first level.
Right, exactly. And these documents show that they were not even related to MKUltra, but they were doing experiments where they are implanting devices, and they started with dogs. And Newsweek wrote this up, did a great job with it, that they were implanting these things in dog brains and were able to control dogs and have success with it. Now, you might think, well, that's just dogs. Who cares? Well, this was the tip of the iceberg when it came to that research. What comes
and we've
next
had when you master it in we've animals? Had tens of thousands of military volunteer. And they got guys that will volunteer to go on suicide missions. They've already volunteered. They've already done it all. I know people that got recruited into these programs and other people that refused the programs, but they, in the 80s, they already had giant, literal underground facilities in Maryland where they were creating all sorts of people, let's just say, that could infiltrate things with hidden devices in their bodies.
Yeah, and this release of information proves beyond any shadow of a doubt there is a lot more for people like me to find. This document release is incredibly important. There's thousands of pages to read, but it shows me that there are more classified projects that they will not tell you what the name is, and they will not tell you what the objectives of those projects were. Now, that's important because we know about MKUltra. We know about the crazy stuff they did. We now know that they were implanting devices into dogs and animals, mice, using drugs, using hypnosis. We know all of that. And it proves that those theories are all right, some of which we knew. Now we've got more. But if we know all of that, my question is, what is still classified? What are they still not giving us? Why won't they give us program names? Why won't they give us the objectives? If MKUltra and the LSD and hypnosis research was that bizarre and that intense, I can't even imagine what is still classified that they can't even tell you anything related to the program. And that's all in these documents that I put online. And anybody can download them for free. I mean, I invite you to go through them because, hey, there's thousands of pages. I just got them a week ago. There's no way I can go through them, you know, that quick. So it's amazing to see what people are finding and ultimately how it's going to give me a tool to move forward and create more requests and go after this. Because honestly, I truly believe that the CIA has proven that they separate MKUltra and what they call behavioral modification research. They do not connect the two. I think, Alex, maybe you and I would, but the CIA does not. So well, sure. They have a lot more to find. And I think that as much as we think or the general public and consensus as we have the whole story about MKUltra, I do not think that that is true at all.
Well, I'm impressed with your work, and I want to invite you to come and guest host sometime if you'd like to really go over a lot of this in different areas for people, because it's so frustrating to read the documents, watch old C-SPAN congressional stuff from the 80s. You can go watch it. And then have the news go, Jones is crazy. He claims there was a program for this and that. And we're just talking about stuff that's admitted. And as you said, I know for a fact, they just gave Frank Church and others a few programs because Frank Olson had got killed and some other people.
Yeah.
And so they had to give them what they'd gotten leads on. But like you said, it was a very tiny piece of a much larger, long-term strategic operation. And I can tell you is full spectrum dominance, where they want to lead every organization, every group, every institution, so that no matter what's going on, they're in full control. And then behind the CIA, it's just a clearinghouse for different groups, is the foundations.
Yeah. Yeah, and this shows that foundation, strong foundation. They were having successes. And I see a lot of comments sometimes from the public that say, oh, we knew all this. No, we didn't, actually. And that's what's interesting is you get a sneak peek into the foundation that the CIA was building, that the research they were undertaking, and you see success. You don't see failure. If all these documents just showed failure, you might think, well, you know, they did the research, they spent millions of dollars, but it didn't do anything. It's quite the opposite. They were able to control the dogs. They're very, very poorly photocopied, but you can see the actual pictures. I believe that there were 6 remote control dogs that they were able to control. They were unrestrained, but they were able to control the dogs.
And let's be clear, this is in the 60s and 70s. Then they went public in the 90s. Oh, Robo-Rat, it goes into a collapsed building and saves people. But like roaches with a microchip, they control like a joystick.
Yeah.
And then once they have that, then they learn how, with more passive systems to then program, where they can use magnetic waves, other things, then add programming into the very television programs that interface with it. But only the suggestible does this stuff work on. That's what's so sophisticated.
Yeah. I think you really have to beg to ask the question, is this continuing now? And you look at, again, I go back to the successes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You
is know, this continuing
this
now?
Is it.
We're living it, brother. We're living it. I mean, we're living the super sophisticated stuff now.
Yeah, no, and these documents show that, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago, they're doing this research, having success. You know darn well the CIA is not going to say, okay, well, we succeeded with that. Let's not go any farther. Let's not do this for intelligence gathering purposes. You know that that's not true. So what these documents really do from a historical perspective is it lays that foundation, but it then lends credence to what is going on today. And you brought up DARPA, and I think that, you know, you hide a lot of this in plain sight.
Hold on, stay there. Folks want to know the end product. It's this. This is the next move before the brain chip. This is it. This is it. This is the mind control. The smartphone. It is their takeover project. This is it. All seeing eye. Imagine all the mad scientists in the world, the alchemists of old, wanting to know the secrets of the universe and wanting control over the human mind. Famous psychologists and psychiatrists, many of them would put their children in cages for their whole life till they committed suicide because it was research they were allowed to. And all of that just grew into the spiraling mind wars, what the Nazis called it. You've got the Russians. You've got, you know, that's the biggest thing here, John, is you've got all these new documents, what they didn't want people to know from the famous Frank Church MKUltra. You reverse engineered it. You've gotten all these new documents that just make it light years worse 50, 60 years ago than what they even said. And obviously, you haven't even gotten all the documents from then. So, of course, this is all going on. But they hide it in plain view now. And we're all, you know, 5G gives everybody massive cancer. They're just doing it. But they'll have an advisement where Anderson Cooper tells you that. But imagine the other countries and the other research and the things that are going on. And just all of this. This is crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. And you do start to see that hiding in plain sight with research programs from DARPA. And, you know, they put a fancy title on it. They don't call it mind control, but they're obviously still experimenting with the human mind. They put it under the guise that they're helping the wounded veterans, you know, and you see that and it sounds great to the average day person, but you know that it goes so much deeper.
Oh, they're depressed. We're putting a brain chip in them.
Yeah.
We're giving him a special nano vaccine, a virus that eats parts of the brain. He'll never be upset again.
Yeah.
Take the shot.
What these documents show, though, is that those chips can integrate very successfully with brains, and you can control them like a remote control. It's in the documents. They're declassified. You can see it. And when you look at that, you know that, you know, this
was
the 50s.
Specifically, you're 50s, 60s. I mean, that's the stuff you're getting. They're remote controlling dogs in the 50s and 60s. Boy, in 2018, what do you think they can do?
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going with that, is you see the amazing breakthroughs that they really did make through the 50s and 60s. You have to ask, what would they be capable of now? What kind of research are they doing now? Or what have they mastered? You know, I mean, maybe they don't need to research anymore because, you know, there's another 50, 60 years under their belt
and
of
they,
doing this kind
and
of
they
work.
They don't need to, like 1952, put in a unit to control the dog that's, you know, weighs a pound. They can put it nanotech in a vaccine that then goes into the key areas, forms that matrix control system, which is then just like the chips they have embedded, which I told people about 20 years ago, where microwaves can turn on chips. You don't even know you're in a computer, and then they get data that way, even if your computer's turned off. Well, it's the same thing with nanotech. They put it into the brain tissue or other tissue, or send it to the heart ganglia that fires the nerves, and you have a heart attack. And it's all in the vaccine, a binary weapon they give to you, and then they can hit you with a carrier wave to activate it.
Yeah, and the technology that we have now, coupled with the successes they were having 50, 60 plus years ago, that is a terrifying combination. And we're just using the stuff from 50, 60 years ago to formulate some theories. You know, I mean, we don't know exactly what they're doing now, but think about the technology and the nanotechnology and how small things are. They could be implanting these chips without ever actually cutting open anything. Before, you had to do brain surgery. Now you can just get these things in, program the chip to find the brain itself.
You just said it. You don't even need to get a vaccine. They just spray them out of a plane. But here's the difference. They want you metaphysically to go pay for the shot. They believe karmically, and I'm telling you, I've done deep research, that with this weird Luciferian thing they follow, that they've got to trick you to do it. You see how important that is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's terrifying when you see documents like this, because for many years, some of this was just theory. We knew part was fact, but some of it was theory. Now, when you start seeing the research and the success, the possibilities of where they could be now are endless.
Well, let me just tell you, John Greenwald Jr., theblackvault.com. I got Nick Begich coming on. If you can do one more segment, I'd like you to talk to him. I'm sure you obviously know who he is, a pioneer in the things you're doing. You guys are amazing. Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
Dr. Nick Baggage is hanging out with us till Wednesday, riding shotgun on the War Room, riding shotgun on the Alex Jones Show.
It's a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and
hide. Dr. Nick Baggage is riding a shotgun with us here on the War Room, here on the Alex Jones Show. And then, of course, he was on this morning with David Knight. And the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. And, of course, he is a famous scientist, best-selling author, researcher. I've been involved big time with the tribes up in Alaska. His dad's a famous congressman that got so much of that done. Of course, his brother's been a U.S. senator. And I was thinking, we already had a guest on that segues into what you were going to be covering. And you were in there in the green room watching the last 30 minutes with John Greenwald Jr., the BlackVault.com, who got the rest of the MKUltra documents they admit exist. What they had denied existed, but he could see references to them, so he was able to do that. And it was showing now in the 50s what you were saying. They already had remote control of mammals with brain devices, and it just shows how it's light years ahead of what we even know and how crazy it is.
Right, and John was right on. I really appreciate the fact that he got started at 15. First FOIA request, congratulations to you. That's just top-notch. That's what we need to see in this country. The fact is the MKUltra program was a tip of the iceberg, and what you've uncovered in their most recent documents, what I've been saying for years, is the electromagnetic effect of altering consciousness. This is the key. And then the biggest thing that I think was discovered in this was the latent potentials of human beings, the psychic potentials of human beings.
That's what scared the establishment.
That's what freaked them out.
Because at first they put the LSD out to try to find the latents, and it was so powerful they got scared.
Right, because it turned out that everybody has these capacities, just a matter of remembering them. And this is sort of, you get back down to it again, you know, what are we as human beings fundamentally? These are our natural attributes that are subjected to fear and anxiety, which suppresses them, and then the brain can't reach these
things.
That's
why they're hitting us with chemicals and biologicals and cultural poison, is to suppress that.
Absolutely correct. And John has it right on. And be able to release those documents, get those out to the public, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is just fantastic.
John, what's coming next at theblackvault.com?
Well, these documents are going to allow me to formulate quite a few more FOIA requests. In 22 years now, I've filed over 9,000 FOIA requests. Wow. To get those 2 million pages. I just go after anything and everything because documents are destroyed, evidence is covered up. One thing that we didn't mention yet, but I'll throw it out there real quick, is the documents that were just released on this behavioral modification prove an awful lot. But what we haven't talked about was the absolute struggle and the fight. I mean, the CIA literally fought me for years to not release them. And they claim that I already had them. They tried to say that those CD-ROMs that they sell to the public are complete when they're not. They're giving away indexes that aren't complete. In fact, one other thing is their initial page count that they told me I would get was diminished by 1,245 pages. It was not an estimation. They had an exact page count. And yet when fast forwarding to the end of the story here, but 1,245 pages just mysteriously vanished. No idea where they are, no explanation, no nothing. It could be actually as high as 2,000, but I'm giving the CIA the benefit of the doubt. That might be a bad course of action, but I'm trying to be fair. And it's definitely...
Well, that's my next question. To both you and Dr. Begich before you go, though. And guys, pull back up that Daily Mail article from a few months ago. Oh, the CIA accidentally releases a file on using cell phone towers. This is in the 60s, before they were up, to send out waves to manipulate people's body functions and even control them. Something you've talked about a long time, right. Something in the Baltimore Sun in like 1999. They did a trial balloon and admitted, oh, we're testing cell towers, calming you. We'll talk about that after our guest goes, but... accidentally they released it. Now Trump releases the JFK stuff. Trump has said he wants to release a lot more. He's threatened the deep state that he's going to release Hillary's emails, which they know they have, and so much more. What do you make of Trump? Because I'm not just defending Trump. I'm suddenly seeing a lot more stuff getting answered in FOIAs because he's at least given the directive that's being ignored at a lot of levels to release this stuff.
Yeah, I try to be nonpartisan as I can answering questions like this. What I've learned over the years, it doesn't matter Republican, Democrat, the secrecy is there.
The bureaucracy's there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And of course, Trump really pushed to get those JFK documents released. And I was, you know, first in line to get them downloaded and programmed in. But there's still more. There was, you know.
I keep talking. I was telling to pull up the Daily Mail article to show the mind control documents. Go ahead.
I gotcha. Yeah, no, and the thing with Trump is, and I give him kudos for pushing to get those documents out, but at the end of the day, there are still documents being hidden. There are still documents that they are withholding, and even though Trump gave the order that he did, he pulled that back as well by the end when he said they still can keep some of this secret, and he allowed them to do that. So why is that? And here's a question, and again, not being partisan, but what does the president know? And also, what does the president not know? And I've always been someone who says the president does not know everything. And I think this might be a prime example. He goes into office and he says, hey, look, we need the truth out. And I give him props for that. Then he learns what the real truth is and goes, uh-oh, you know, we can't let this out for the greater good, national security,
He said, I can release the whole Russiagate thing and show the Clintons all committed crimes. But he said, it'll bring the country down. And that's what the crimes are so massive. At a certain point, you go, you've got underground bases with humanoid clones, and you've got 10,000. They're like, what? And that's how they get you. And I say, let the heavens fall, justice be done. Release everything. Yeah. I want it all. Bring it out. We're ready.
Yeah, and sadly, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that the national security threat to what the government truly has done and what they are doing, that national security threat to tell the public and release it all, in my opinion, is too great at this point.
Well, that's it. And that's what they did.
These mind control documents kind of show that.
It's too evil to fail. That's their plan. Thank you, John Ringwald. Amazing.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
This just broke during the break. I looked at the articles. I was already expecting this because I already know about this attack plan. They've used something similar on Limbaugh, but this is even worse. And I've explained to listeners, they're going after our sponsors. So we self-fund with our own products. Then they go after our credit card processing.
Right.
They go after every platform. Gavin McGinnis was taken. He had the number one show on CRTV. Glenn Beck bought into it. The Blaze had collapsed. They tried to sell it to us for $25 million a few years ago. I said, I don't have that money, A, and B, you know, you're a tainted brand. And but Glenn Beck, you know, bet against Trump, all the rest of it. He's a globalist. And so I was talking to Gavin yesterday, and he didn't want to get into inside baseball about why he was fired, but I already knew from people inside CRTV separately that it was Glenn Beck. And that they'd had the left, who they were working with, produce a video of Gavin McGinnis, edited out of context. And then they sent that there to get him off. And he said, well, I've still got YouTube. And I said, Gavin, this is all coordinated. You'll be off YouTube within a week. Well, he was just banned off YouTube. So this is coordinated. When you realize the fake-controlled right wing is working with the Democrats, it's all deep state, then you understand it's the neocons, it's the controlled right, and the left. Not liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a classical liberal. That's why when I talked to Vice magazine right after Trump got elected, I said bigger waves of populism are coming all over the world. Globalism is going to fall. I'm going to air that five-minute report at the end of this hour. That's why I told you this was coming. So this is about survival for us and the whole country. They wanted Matt Drudge taken off the internet, saying he violated Federal Elections Commission laws. And until about 2 years ago, they had 50-50 votes and almost did it. Then they came out and said, what the fairness doctrine when Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh taken off, and they had 10 Democrat senators give speeches for that. So people say, oh, that'll never happen. They gave speeches last year, and this year saying, take me off the internet. It happened.
Yep.
Okay, and you've had family, Congress, senators. Yep. Explain how much power they have. So now, radio host Alex Jones promotes dangerous fiction. Stations should say so. So this is a Sacramento Bee. They then say things I never said or out of context. They then say, stations should say at the beginning of him airing, this isn't real, this is fake. But then the same group, once they think they bully the station to do that, they're going to say the station admits they're airing fake news. The stations are being tricked. Then they say Jones occupies a central position in the realm of conspiracies and has rightly been removed from major media platforms for harassment, glorification of violence, and child endangerment. Now, what did they remove me off YouTube? The final video. I showed an ABC News clip in Missouri of an 11-year-old, big 11-year-old, going around hitting adults and hitting this guy four times. The guy pushes him down.
I remember that.
Forbes and others ran. I did that because the guy had a beard like me at the time and stuff. So now they don't show a link to me, child endangerment. It's just Alex Jones is child endangerment, glorification of violence, because they said that was that same thing. But radio stations around the country still broadcast the dangerous falsehoods he promotes on the Alex Jones Show, which are contributing to real-world terror. No link to my real-world terror. So obviously I'm going to have to end up. I've been looking for people that need to be sued for defamation. They're lying to get me off air. Malice of forethought, intent to do harm.
Right.
I'm busy with stuff. I don't have time to call up all day and say, you need to correct this. But I need to personally sue Wilson. So that the next time somebody gets their ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center talking point, she knows she gets sued. And I've been suing some people now. So Sue Wilson, I'm calling about you today. Because you say I'm endangering children. You say I'm glorifying violence. Where's the damn link? And then they go on. That's what the corporate media is now. They go on to say that Jones admits he's a performance artist. Nope. My ex-wife in a custody battle starting 2 years ago. My children are now with me 80% of the time. By the way, the media lies and says they're not. Says I lost that. They are saying because they wanted to introduce stuff where I was dressed up in Joker paint saying, drink your fluoride, kids. It makes you see pretty colors. Then I showed real articles about it giving you cancer. I don't do that a lot anymore. I don't do a lot of fun stuff anymore because they always take out of context. But my lawyer said, no, he was playing a part to illustrate something. Jack Nicholson, when he plays the Joker, doesn't believe it either. They went, oh, my God, Alex Jones says he's all fake. No, when I do a joke to illustrate atrazine sterilizing frogs and I dress up like a frog, that's to make it go viral so it gets out. Right. And they know that. That's why they don't show any of the things they claim.
Right.
They just say it. So they go on to say, I must be taken off the air. And they cite all this stuff. So there you go. YouTube bans Proud Boys founder Gavin McGinnis. That was a hoax that the FBI even called him extreme, but so who cares if they call you extreme if you take off the air? But now, taken off the air, U.S. radio stations airing Alex Jones. Truth, I mean, so I wanted to get you on to talk about mind control and all the rest of it. Here we are showing real documents.
Right.
But they say we're perpetuating hoaxes. No, that's not what's happening. The hoaxes are what we see from the mainstream corporate news. They're the ones constantly caught lying.
That's exactly it. And you know, when you look at what people use the phrase conspiracy theory, that came out of these think tanks, government think tanks. How do you discredit someone really rapidly?
1964, people were questioning JFK. Type it in. CIA developed term.
That's it.
A conspiracy theorist to counter JFK researchers.
That's exactly it. And so when you look at this, and the same is true with many aspects of these issues. When you go back historically and you start to look at the historic record, it is whistleblowers that change history. It is whistleblowers that bring out the truth. And when they come forward the first time, they're slapped down almost inevitably.
Whistleblowers said we're injecting black people with syphilis. Took them 20 years to get it listened to. But finally, it was true.
That's right. And meanwhile, several people died. They continued these programs. You know, that no one ever gave these programs up. In fact, it was 2009 that the Navy adapted their new protocol for mind control experiments. It's right in their regulations. They actually use the words mind control. Requires a deputy secretary of the Navy to approve that level. But, you know, whether you're using what they say, convicts or others, for these experiments, they need to be approved. So the fact is they're still doing them. When you look at the contracts let by DARPA, and as John said in the last segment, they don't even hide this stuff anymore. The fact of the matter is...
And there we are on TV. We're also on TV around the country. There we are showing it.
Right. And, you know, here it is, the protocol. You know, and so as you go through it, you'll see the sections that deal with mind control. And
well, what about U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B? I mean, that says right there, as long as it's for law enforcement or other than military purposes, they can even do lethal testing on us.
Oh, yeah. In fact, there was an agreement made, and this is going back to the 80s. We track this, you know, from the 80s where they began to cooperate, Department of Justice and Department of Defense, to find those technologies that could be transferred from defense to civil authorities for domestic policing. And so you're taking military, the highest types of military technologies, and we've watched the militarization of police, of local police.
LRADs, microwave guns.
All of it. You know, and you look at the hardware to stop vehicles, you know, using EMPs. You look at the stuff that's gradually transmitting out of DOD into Department of Justice and then migrating into local law enforcement. And really, it's the federalization of local law enforcement when you start to think about it, because they always have a hook. You want the grant, you got to.
I forget what general it was like 10 years ago. Obama was doing illegal stuff, violating the...
It was when... It was in the Air Force, and he said, we need to test on Americans first before we test on our average.
That's right. He said to get around the Geneva Convention. He goes, it's okay. Just test it here first, then it gets around it.
Right, because you can always do what you want to on your own sovereign territory.
So let's talk about that with the expert, Nick Baggett, straight ahead, and their next offensive, their next war on talk radio.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Everybody loves Dr. Nick Baggage in studio. And he's riding shotgun with us. He'll be on the War Room today. He's going to be back on the next few days. I got some big surprises for you tomorrow. You'll want to tune in. I'll just leave it at that. But the newest salvo is the Soros-funded. I looked it up during the break. The Soros-funded Media Action Center is now going to contact, we don't even list all of our affiliates. I always talk to them and say, do you want to be listed or not? So these idiots don't even know what they're doing. But they're contacting them all, threatening them, saying you're airing someone that endangers children, is a racist, and calls for violence. And then the Sacramento Bee doesn't show where I said it. The definition of malice aforethought with intent to do harm. They say I'm doing all these bad things and then don't show the proof and say, remove me. So that's true defamation. And Gavin McGinnis taken off YouTube right after CRTV. Glenn Beck takes over. And then magically, he's taken off for being number one. And that's what they're really afraid of, is a guy saying men are men. America's a good thing. You know, he launched Vice. He launched the whole trendy movement. Now he hates it. You know, but he launched the whole beard deal. So this is here, ladies and gentlemen. They fear people that are effective and able to take action. Roger Stone's going to be popping in with the latest on the announcements that they are going to arrest Trump. That's what's killing the stock market. Even though they can't do that, they're saying it to undermine the economy. We'll talk about that in a moment. But this purge is accelerating. And President Trump, I know, surrounded by a bunch of cowards, but the Congress, everyone must take action right now, because the so-called left in this country is a clear and present danger. I mean, they're like Cuban censors or something.
Well, and you know, the Sacramento Bee that ran that article, you know, Sacramento Bee used to be a decent newspaper once upon a time, and they used to do actual reporting. And it's that kind of paper that used to come out and defend the right of free speech. Here's the press ganging up on someone else has a contrary opinion. This is what the free press is about, as contrary opinion.
Well, that's the thing is, now I'm being sued by Georgetown with made-up crap by the journalism department. The journalism department's now been made obsolete by the internet, so their job is now killing their competition.
Yeah, and I think that's really, really it. I mean, there was one of the major guys tried to launch his own program, and he couldn't even get any viewers. They had a viewer count. If you remember, they had the viewer count up in the corner.
Anderson Cooper.
Right, and they're running.
He was paid $18 million to produce 20 shows, and they even shot it in the wrong aspect ratio to make it look like it was grassroots, and put in fake sounds. They were looping sounds at the Pentagon, but they would stop.
Right,
and it was literally, he was on an hour, 4,000 watched.
Right, and
I could turn, when I was on, I could video paint drying, and a million would watch.
Right, and they had to really, I mean, it was a total disaster. They'd take the view count or off because it was so embarrassing. And this is the difference, is people are seeking out alternative news media because it's not fake news. It's challenging the status quo. And the status quo does not like to be challenged, particularly by those that they cannot control.
Well, I'm not trying to whine here, but, you know, it's Christmas time. This is the part of the year that we go into the black. And I'm selling everything out at cost or below because they're trying to shut us down. I want to have money a few months into the next year while I'll develop a backup plan to go back to sponsors, which we've got a lot of sponsors lined up. It's not enough to keep everybody employed. It's not enough to expand, but hopefully we'll get more sponsors. But I've got a plan B, but I need to sell everything to have money to go a few months into the next year. Yeah, we're a ship at war. We're under attack. We need everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Every order gets a free T-shirt. It's free shipping. It's 50 to 75% off, total year-end clearance. We've never done a sale anywhere near this. Most of these we lose money on, okay? So do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Do it there instead of, you know, Target that's funding the trans agenda and gun control. Get your air filters. Get your water filters. Get your non-GMO seeds. Get your gifts there. Get your body's ultimate turmeric formula. 60% off right now. 95% humanoid. Do it. Get the books. Get the films. Get Dr. Nick Begich. We carry his books, his films, Angels Don't Play This Harp, Earth Pulse, Earth Rising. I've read all your stuff. In fact, do a brief plug, we're going to Roger, and you stay with us, about your books and videos that are InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. There they are.
We've got all of them. We have our books, videos, Technology 21st Century, Mind Control, two excellent videos. One we were talking about earlier with David Knight was Earth Changes, which is also in the store. Two leading books in the bookstore, Controlling the Human Mind and Angels Don't Play This Harp, classics and well-referenced, hundreds of reference sources.
And you read these books you wrote decades ago, some of them are new, some of them are, and it's like, wow, that all came true. Well, it was already true.
Right.
Now, let's expand on this. The good news is they just had to get Tim Cook with the slave factories in China and all the rest of it in line with the globalists to censor us, and the rest of the tech followed. Most of our radio stations, and I don't want to even kind of, but I'm not Machiavellian, so I always tell people the Machiavellian trick. My whole art is telling the truth and telling you how the rabbit trick works. So magicians hate me, because I'm the master magician that shows you how it works, because I don't like magicians. So what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen, is when they tell radio stations that actually listen every day and know what we're saying, and talk radio's been harassed for decades by the left, to take me off, guess what happens? We go from overnights to primetime. So, right. But I can't help it. I got to, because the left never believes me. So I got to tell them, and they'll probably harass a few stations to go away. But the point is that this type of crap is owned, because those stations are already awake. Most of the program directors or owners are already listeners. So this new harassment is going to blow up in their face. Roger Stone, man, I told you, hey, thank God. We've got talk radio. We've expanded to TV and cable. It's exploding. That's what they're really scared of. They blocked the Sinclair expansion. They're scared of anybody challenging the dying cable network. Even Fox News is scared, so they kind of join in on this behind the scenes and in briefings where they supported CNN. But now they are figuring out where the big, fat, juicy enchilada is, where the actual giant audience still is. It's just not trackable, so the internet acts like it doesn't exist because Facebook wants talk radio to die. But just like they were getting rid of free speech in the 80s, so we rediscovered AM radio as it was going bankrupt and made it into something that's made hundreds of billions of dollars, we have to rediscover broadcast radio, and people are doing it. And then those can be stations that then retransmit our shows over the internet, restream them, and make those the new ecosystems. Because what did the left say? We want local internet and local news banned. That's what caused the French uprising. And technically, it's true, but overall, it's a fraud. Yes, people are allowed to communicate. Isn't horrible. Now George Soros' group wants all local news banned. That was officially announced this week. I mean, my God. So now it goes from the KKK to, you know, child molesters. Well, they're promoting that, actually, to Alex Jones. Now it's ban everybody, Roger Stone.
You know, Alex, it looks to me like a clear-cut case of tortious interference. I think you've got a hell of a lawsuit there. It's amazing the extent to which InfoWars and what we do here just scares the daylights out of the globalists, scares the daylights out of the two-party duopoly that's run this country into the ground. And the future of the Trump agenda, the future of the reform agenda, the prospects for the president's reelection, indeed, the president's legacy is completely contingent on our continued ability to communicate, either through the internet or through talk radio or, frankly, any medium we can find.
And what you just said is the key. What did Stalin, what did Lenin say? Give me the telephones and the trains, I'll take a country over. The globalists are taking our communications away and openly saying they're going to arrest our president and arrest all of us. So everybody better get really aggressive. This is not a normal political climate. Get active now, Dr. Beckett.
Yeah, you know, one thing I would point out, you know, as Alex said, the next wave is going to be to try and ban the radio program. So everyone that's listening to this broadcast, make a note of your radio station manager's phone number and name. And the day that happens, you get on the phone and you start harassing them and call them and get them on back on the air.
Well, beyond that, you call them now and thank them. You become a sponsor. That's you tell right. them it's all BS.
That's right. Get on there. Show the support. Now's the time. Let's keep them on the air. This is the most vital time in our history. Think back on Ross Perot when he ran. And you remember what they did to Chuck Carter, who was one of his
big
players? They crushed him, and they came in stealth. They came in when he needed the financing. And somebody shows up from the Painters Union. They finance him. And when he had the first financial Twitter, they took over and they took his mic away. They had an IRS agent in his office for 3 years auditing him because he was a nonprofit. So that was another way they came in at him. So it's not the first time, but this is the most important time right now.
Wow. Yeah, it's insane. I mean, we're actually fighting for the country, our children, our progeny. So don't thank us, folks. Get in the fight now. You're not supposed to thank us for doing this.
Engage it.
We're supposed to be doing this. I mean, my God, we're under attack. We're getting our heads beat in here. Let's get up and kick their ass politically. All right, well, Nick Beggett knew he'd be riding shotgun and covering the waterfront. And what a pleasure it is. I got to try to get him to move to Austin from up in the North Pole up there in Alaska. I know it's awesome up there. If you want to move down here, you got a job, buddy. People love you in studio. And, of course, Roger Stone works for them, InfoWars. He's here. And I've just been ranting about it, changed the whole subject off into this. But Roger Stone, I mean, we've got UN, EU troops invading Paris, foreign troops taking it over from the first time since World War II and Hitler got kicked out. We've got the Democrats everywhere saying that they're going to put Trump in jail, which obviously kills the stock market, even though it's not true. They know what they're doing. The crimes they're committing. I mean, you lived through the Nixon era. You worked in 10 presidential campaigns. I've never seen anything approaching this, and it's so dangerous in my view.
Well, Alex, if you look at an interview I gave to the Washington Examiner last Thursday, I predicted exactly what would happen here. I said that the Mueller probe had a purpose of removing the president and undoing the results of the 2016 election on any basis necessary. We now have Democrats like Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and others saying with a straight face that on the basis of what is at best a campaign finance violation, although I question even
that. Yeah, there might be a $2,000 fine.
that Donald Trump should be removed, that he is headed to prison. You've got Congressman Juan Castro, Congressman Adam Schiff predicting that Roger Stone will be prosecuted for perjury before the House Intelligence Committee, which is completely wrong because every word I said before the committee is provably true.
But you called all this. His lawyers lied and said you're not the target. Now he knows he is the target. Obama got tens of millions in illegal contributions. He admitted to it and paid a $4,000 fine. So we know that, and Hillary has billions in bad ones. So this whole, and this was even his money. And then Cohen, this known liar, says that, oh, he told him to do it to the campaign. Why the hell would you do that? So they literally have a crooked toenail while they've got 15 dead kids in the back of the van. So, but you predicted what was coming. Now tell us what's coming next, Roger.
Well, the president clearly appears to be moving to a war footing. The replacement of John Kelly, his chief of staff, predicted here weeks ago, actually months ago on InfoWars, has now taken place.
By the way, some of our CIA sources that we know are double dealers went ape when the word Kelly was fired really 3 weeks ago. They got very threatening at the point Kelly was removed. He was their guy. So they thought they were in control. That means the war is full on. Why was Kelly removed?
Kelly was removed because he believed that his job was to restrain Donald Trump and prepare him for the slaughter. He felt his job was to walk him into the blades. And if you look at the short list of those under consideration to be the new chief of staff, now that Nick Ayers, who was a quisling for Vice President Mike Pence, has been eliminated, every one of those being mentioned, Mark Meadows, the congressman, Mick Mulvaney, the OMB director, for example, or even Matthew Whitaker, the current acting attorney general. These men are patriots. These men are Trumpites.
And that's why they're so scared. That's why they're so shrill right now, is because Trump now knows Kelly was stringing him along.
You know, this is a pretty standard, you know, to put someone into someone's staff. This is pretty much the way it works.
Oh, we've had them do it to us.
They embed it all the time.
And they literally sabotage.
Yeah.
And lie to your face.
That's exactly it. And this is part of the protocols, you know.
How does your dad deal with it?
Man,
or your brother?
I'll tell you, on the federal level, my brother Mark at the end of the Senate was pretty fed up. In fact, when asked to run again, he wouldn't do it because he doesn't want to go.
He was going to win. He was just like, I'm done.
He just, you know, looking at it again, you know, where he was this year was you can't get anything done. It's gridlock. You cannot push an agenda to change right now.
There's not real compromise.
No,
there's
no
only
compromise.
The Democrats' way.
And my brother voted more with Republicans than any other Democrat in the U.S. Senate.
And he got attacked for that.
And he did. He got brutalized for that because he didn't play ball. And that's, you know, that's the nature of true leadership, right? We play ball with the public. We don't play ball with other politicians. And I think this is the big.
Well, I want listeners to know this. Everything's been frantic and crazy, and we've said, "Oh, this is incredible. It's building. It's building." Everyone right. knows the energy level in the world is now conk cuckoo land, yep. Insane, and it's just crazy.
And I would say you haven't seen anything yet. I think it's going to get more intense.
So what you predicted a lot of timelines 20 years ago, and I heard you on Art Bell, and I heard you play. Well, that sounds like a smart guy. Let me read his books, and I got you on my show. But it was all true. It all happened. So you predicted stuff would start going crazy 2016. And you said into 2020, a big quickening. So have timelines changed? Is it still accurate? What's coming next?
I still see it the same way. I really do.
How are you able to see that?
What I did is I took all of the literature and read it. And it clearly points a direction, not just from government, but across a lot of disciplines. You know, when you look at science, you look at social science.
Everything's kind of lining up.
It really is lining up. And when you look at sort of the underlying aspects of human beings, we create our reality on a fundamental level, and we are seeing it played out. And we have all been manipulated into this fear mentality, and a fear mentality brings you the chaos we see in the world today. We need to reclaim our birthright, recognize what we are as creative human beings, recognize the divinity that we are, and the fact that only a few people are needed to make huge changes. Look what's happened with Alex Jones. I mean, I worked with him since he was doing public access TV. He has built a network that is so powerful, every globalist in the world wants to shut him down. Everyone watching this broadcast, you can do it too. Become a committee of one, take action, step into the fight, and join InfoWars on educating the public in this country. That's how we do it.
And they want to take our victory getting Trump in and other things and then create it toxic, create a straw man and make everybody ashamed of it. No, celebrate the victory. And even if I get destroyed, it's not a failure. We already changed the world together. Roger?
No, I think that's exactly right, Alex. I mean, if you watch CNN or MSNBC, you see the near hysterical flogging of their agenda of removal for this president on the thinnest of reeds, having come up completely empty-handed with Russian collusion. They don't even mention it anymore, other than to try to imply that Michael Cohen's exploration of a Russian-based real estate deal that never actually happened somehow constitutes collusion. That allows them to get Russia into the headline for the more naive.
By the way, Trump's got
consumer.
He's got towers in China, in Japan, in Africa, in Eastern Europe, all over Europe. I mean, there's he's got a couple hundred that are his, and then his name's on thousands. I mean, right. It's ridiculous. Like, so if he ever built something in Russia, he's a Russian agent.
No, and this is ridiculous. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Russia is not our adversary in the way that it's being characterized by the media. This is a ploy again to get us back into this Cold War mindset that accelerates the military-industrial educational complex and political complex. And it's a way to continue to churn out.
And how did the left become these breathless Russia haters that want war?
I don't
get it. And that love the FBI.
I just don't get it. You know, I had this, actually I had a debate about the FBI with my mother, right? Because the FBI withheld information on my father's disappearance. And then recently, my mom and my family are Democrats. I'm not. And we ended up in this really serious debate about trusting the FBI. And after all these years, this is where fundamentally I disagree, because the FBI is as dishonest now as it was then. It's as corrupt now as it was under the Hoover administration.
Talk about legendary. Your dad went down with Hale Boggs.
That's right. And Hale Boggs was, he was a House Majority Leader. He was someone challenging the status quo. He was hated by Nixon and Hoover, particularly because he actually called on April 6th, the year that he disappeared, for the resignation of Hoover and for him to be gone.
And past that, he was literally doing wealth transfers of government land, which we did in the old Western expansion, to the people. They were really scared of that.
Right.
And corporations were like, no, we're not doing this.
And this was a 44-million-acre land transfer that my dad did as a freshman congressman to the indigenous of Alaska. And this was unheard of. We have one congressman from Alaska. He had to convince the majority of 34 of his colleagues in the Senate. And he did it. He was able to accomplish it and pave the way for the industrial development of Alaska. And today, the stuff Trump is doing, he opened up ANWR. We've been fighting for this since that time. And he finally did it, something that Republicans and Democrats have been united about in Alaska for decades. It finally happened over the objections of the National Democratic
Party. Yeah, everything Trump does is contrarian to the establishment. Roger, what's coming next for the president? He obviously is on a war footing now. He looks really pissed. Word is there were some threats issued at the funeral. He actually went there, and there were little special notes given to each person. I've confirmed that went on. You watch the video. It's already out. I never got to it. I'm going to go over and air it next hour. But the word is Trump is now fire-breathing angry.
That's what I'm hearing. And clearly the moving out of Kelly, the placement of a new council, getting rid of Don McGahn, who was a Quisling, or actually an informant for Robert Mueller, as we now know. These all move the president to a preparation for all-out war. Alex, I would urge you to read Michael Goodwin's piece in the New York Post, where Goodwin and two of his colleagues interviewed the president last Sunday, not this most recent Sunday, but the previous Sunday. I think it tells you everything you need to know. The president knows that he has the information in his hands that, if declassified, will send Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and their ilk, John Brennan, other Clapper, to prison.
Which we think is good news. It's too far to mess with both of you. But they're cornered rats. It's a death battle politically. There's no more half measures, no more back-on-scratchers. There's no more let somebody go into abstentia. They're not going to stop.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so I've been ranting here. I'm going to introduce Mike Adams next segment and let you guys get back to what you're doing. But Roger Stone, and of course, we've got Nick Baggage here. Dr. Nick Baggage, in closing, both of you in 2 minutes, Roger. Bottom line, this is an incredible time in history. Things are accelerating into insanity all over the world, nationalist uprisings. Good things are happening, but the globalists are counter-striking. Gut level, what do we do, Roger?
Well, Alex, this is all coming to a head. Either the president will take out his adversaries or they will take him out. But this is now a situation in which they have abandoned all pretense about impeachment. They tried to soft pedal it during the election because it doesn't poll well with the American people. I think a vote of the Democrats in the House to impeach Donald Trump will be an overplaying of their hand, very similar to when the House Republicans overplayed their hand seeking to impeach Bill Clinton over sex in the Oval Office with an intern, rather than the mass sale of missile guidance technology to the Chinese, a treasonous crime that he would still today even be prosecutable for. So I think there's an enormous overreach here. The American public has no appetite for impeachment unless they can tube this economy. If they can take the economy down, they know that's the most important factor propping Donald Trump up and supplying his current level of public support. And that is, of course, my greatest fear, something you, Alex, have been predicting now for several months.
Well, they've said they're going to do it. It's not hard to predict it. I just can't believe they might do a global meltdown to stop other nationalists as well. They're openly threatening that. That is a very, very arrogant level to go to, and it shows how desperate they are. We need to inform the public. That's what they want us off the air, that it's the globalists openly doing this, so they get the blame, not nationalists. Roger, tomorrow you and I have got a very special show. We're going to leave it for that for everybody, but I'll be seeing you very, very soon, and God bless you, and we'll talk tonight.
Godspeed.
All right, in closing, Nick Begich, awesome having you in studio. Everybody loves you here at the office, too. Mike Adams is coming up. Closing comments.
This is the age. This is the age we're going to make the difference, or we're going to see this thing totally fold up. And I'm not willing to say that. I'm a pathological optimist. I believe in this listening audience. I believe in the power of the media. And more importantly, I believe in the power of the alternative media, the true media, the media that gives us the information to make the changes in the world that we need right now. And I just appreciate being here. And I always enjoy working with the team. And one of the best programs that I work with nationally, and I work with hundreds over the last 20 years.
You're doing a great job. Of course, Mike Adams is coming up. That's a whole other subject. You should do a counter think with him, or when you guest host sometime, or when he guest hosts, you should come on. His research, and they admit it, the weird manipulation of the atmosphere that you've pioneered exposing, now they admit so much of it. If you look at all what they're doing, it looks like they're trying to collapse it or change it.
Yeah, it is about that, and it's about a manipulation of population, manipulation of how things work in the world. In fact, it was Rumsfeld who wanted to get rid of the environmental treaties that forbid the use of the development of these weapons because they would allow us to wage covert wars using the environment as the weapon, where you have plausible deniability, absolutely, but you can bring a country to its knees, and then they invite you in to help them rebuild it.
So expanding on that, bottom line in 30 or 60 seconds, weather weapons, weather modification. There's huge projects going on. What's the end game? Are they still testing or have they gone operational?
No, these are operational. In fact, the Chinese are probably now moving further ahead than we are. They're actually using it for rainmaking throughout the country. They're using it openly and overtly. And this is not any longer theory. This is fact. The only thing that's getting better is their ability to manipulate in a more precision and a more precise way.
And we're all in a giant laboratory with mad scientists. Now they admit gene-edited humans are already here. Human chimeras, we always knew in the literature, they admit it, but now they're going to roll it out. 5G, it's just all there.
Yes, it is, and it's here now. And this is a generation that will decide, are we free or are we slave?
And that's why they take out of tens of thousands of hours and 20-something years of shows a few little weird things out of context to then make that what InfoWars is, because they don't want people remembering that InfoWars told the truth and was right. And InfoWars isn't Alex Jones. It's Mike Adams. It's Nick Begich. It's all of you spreading the word, person to person, overriding the censors.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere.
And I want to air a little piece before Mike Adams takes over from January 7th, 2017. About a week and a half before Trump got inaugurated. And the name of the video, Alex Jones says, Alex Jones says Trump is just the start. Bigger waves are coming. Now, when I made this point, I said populism, nationalism is going to take over the planet for classical liberalism. Now, classical liberalism is the opposite of the modern left. And Prager University has the best little five-minute video on this that is titled Leftist versus Liberals, the difference between leftists and liberals. Two totally different things. Leftists are super hyper authoritarian devil worshipers. I mean, literally, the Jacobins, French Revolution were devil worshipers. That's in the encyclopedia. And that's what it's modeled after, left-hand path. Prager presents left or liberal. That's the name of the video. Of course, YouTube's tried to ban them. They've had to sue to even stay on because it's so accurate. So when I say we want a liberal civilization, that means more of your money, more power, more pro-human, more right to self-defense, the maximum freedom that the general public can have without society collapsing. Well, they know that's our strength, true liberalism, so they take it over, they completely change it and turn it into the fascism, the authoritarianism, the power cult it is now. But you look at Congresswoman about to get into Congress in just a few weeks, Alexandra Cortez threatens Donald Trump Jr. with subpoena over meme. Can we pull up the color version? That's if people can see it. Thanks. They put this meme out. Donald Trump Jr. did. Why are you afraid of a socialist economy? Showing Cortez. Trump says because Americans, she actually said that, by the way, because Americans want to walk their dogs, not eat them, because they ate all the dogs about 3-4 years ago, and then they ate everything else in Venezuela, even though it's so rich. It used to be richer on average than U.S. citizens just 50 years ago. So you've got this corrupt lady, and she says, I've got subpoena power. She said, I have noticed that Junior here has a habit of posting nonsense about me whenever the Mueller investigation heats up. Please keep it coming, Junior. It's definitely very, very large brain idea to troll a member of a body that will have subpoena power in a month. Have fun. No, he knows you're an authoritarian knuckle-dragging dog. And so he's letting the world know, you let this lady run things, you'll be starving to death. Just like Trump said, they want to crash the stock market to stop this recovery of the country. This is the globalist literally coming after everybody. So Mike Adams takes over after the break. I just hope everybody understands, you're the target of these globalist attacks. And without you funding us, we're done. But here's Vice from almost 2 years ago. 23 months ago. And I lay out everything that's coming. And then Mike Adams takes over naturalnews.com straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The globalists are pulling out every stop they can to plunge the world into war.
Alex Jones is probably America's best known and most influential conspiracy theorist. Jones's radio program and online television network reaches millions with frothing rants claiming the Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax and that 9/11 was an inside job.
You know what it's like to gut up to this and go out every day and go past the peer pressure and come out day one and say 9/11 was an inside job and lose most of the radio stations I was on? You know what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you were...
With the election of Donald Trump, whose candidacy he vigorously championed, Jones's fringe movement has shouted its way into the mainstream, and he's become one of the president-elect's most powerful media surrogates.
You're in a death battle now. You're in a death battle, New World Order. We know you're in one with us. Comprende? Comprehend it? We don't care what you say.
Throughout his 20-plus year career in broadcasting, Alex Jones has transformed from a local celebrity with a public access cable show to the undisputed king of alternative media. His YouTube channel has racked up well over 1 billion views. That's 10 times as many as NBC News' YouTube channel.
Six times that.
It's unclear just how much money Jones makes as a conspiracy salesman, but his sprawling state-of-the-art studio in Austin suggests that business is good. That's because while Jones's views might live on the political fringe, he's no longer a fringe player.
The whole takeover failed, didn't it? And now, who gets to talk to the president? Who gets to talk to the Supreme Court justices? Matt Drudge. Alex Jones.
It might be an exaggeration, but not by much.
Donald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
During the campaign, Trump appeared on Jones's show, pitching both his new book and his candidacy, while also heaping praise on the host.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be...
And after he won in November, Trump made an off-air call to Jones, thanking him for his support. As one of the president-elect's advisors said, Jones's listeners are the foot soldiers in the Trump revolution.
What do you think the connection is between your rise in media and Donald Trump's rise in politics?
I was just an early part of the wave of populism and wanting prosperity and wanting true liberalism.
Why is it happening? Why is this your moment?
The mainstream media just ignored and ignored and ignored, laughing at flyover country. The truth is, we'd already taken the nation back psychologically many, many years ago. All we do is study the enemy. We know who they are, where they vacation, how they operate, what their plans are, what type of Satanism they carry out. We know their operations.
What type of Satanism?
They're psychopaths, so their religion is basically satanic.
I mean, what the hell have we become?
It's Jones's frequent outbursts of vein-popping anger and willingness to indulge in hyperbole that made him famous. But he insists that it isn't an Andy Kaufman-like act.
I'm a weapon. I'm made to be thrown at you.
There's not a lot of people that when I say I'm going to interview them, they say, I don't think he's serious. Is there an element of theater to it?
I mean everything I say when I'm being serious. And more, I'm serious probably 95% of the time.
You're a pretty intense guy. You understand that like people are like, wait, what's going on?
No, but I'm telling you why I turned it off.
Yeah.
Even when I'm being satirical, I'm trying to point something out. But I am letting the dog off the leash. I'm letting, you know, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, I'm letting Mr. Hyde out. Look at this.
But clearing away all the hysterical bluster, what is it that Jones believes?
You don't trust government. You think they're incompetent. You're that.
But I love Trump.
But you love Trump. And you also think that government can do all these things.
No, the globalist-run government upset by Trump because they know what he's trying to do. So I'm trying to give that a shot at reforming it. This is part of a global awakening to the New World Order.
I'm such an authoritarian.
You just don't sign the release.
In addition to peddling paranoia, Jones also peddles a huge range of products.
All right, let's stop right there. The report goes on and on, but in the last 30 seconds, I say, listen, Trump just rode in on a wave of populism. We're riding in on that wave, and that's all that's happening here. And humanity is awakening, and that's what scares the globalists so much. And so if you think Trump's been powerful and you think that's scary, more's coming. And now look at the populism everywhere, winning every election except Venezuela and this last one a month ago here. And whether these politicians are perfect or not, the people want nationalism, they want capitalism, they want freedom. In fact, I think we've got it queued up. Here's the end of the report.
Alex. I'm hysterical!
You know, I'm over here.
Oh, sorry, it's all right. Donald Trump, you know, knew who I was, knew what I was doing, talked to him some him in there. The whole point is it's not about me. I'm just pointing out the movement that was already there that he basically surfed in on.
But you're the loudest person talking about
but
this.
Here's
the most successful person talking.
Bigger waves are coming. We don't rise and fall with Trump. Now you're going to see the next wave. Good luck with that.
Now you're going to see the next wave. Good luck with that. So now you figure it out. While Soros is fighting like any failed general, the last war, trying to defeat InfoWars. I want to live on to fight new battles and new wars, but as a movement, InfoWars is already devastated. So please support us. Biggest sales ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com takes over on the other side. Please spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, Mike Adams bringing it in here for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to continue the analysis of the escalation of what globalists are willing to do to defeat humanity, enslave humanity, and try to destroy and defeat every last little bit of freedom and liberty. But I believe they're going to fail long term. What Roger Stone said earlier, a few minutes ago, was exactly correct, that the globalists are now in an all-out war, that the deep state is at an all-out war with Trump. There will be no more negotiating.
there will be no peaceful resolution. Either the deep state goes down or President Trump goes down. And in the remainder of this hour, the analysis that I'll bring you here, which I guess I'm becoming more and more known for this sort of analysis, is to show you what I think, what extremes the globalists are willing to go to in order to win in their minds, which is destroying humanity, destroying national sovereignty, defeating the United States, defeating President Trump, and crushing liberty forever, and bringing in an authoritarian globalist state, not just in America, but everywhere around the world. That's their vision. But they're failing at every level because of the backlash. So every time they try to clamp down on humanity, there's another uprising like we've been seeing in France. There's another Brexit for the United Kingdom. There's another backlash against the censorship of the tech giants. And this is continuing to escalate. So now, let's get right into it, because something very important you need to understand. Alex and I both warned about the potential of false flag operations before the 2016 election, as well as the 2018 midterms. The reason those false flags were not deployed, I believe, is because the globalists thought they would win in both cases. They were sure that Hillary Clinton was going to win the 2016 election, so they did not need to deploy, you know, nuclear attacks on America or something bigger than 9/11. They thought they had it in the bag. They had committed enough election fraud. They had bribed the right people. They controlled the media. They had intimidated anyone who opposed them, except for Trump. They thought they had it won, so they never needed to deploy the false flags. Similar thing with the 2018 midterms. They thought for sure the blue wave was going to take over, right? Remember that talk? They thought they were going to have the House and the Senate. They failed on the Senate. They did take the House, but even that was only taken by massive voter fraud, ballot harvesting, fraud in Miami-Dade County and Broward County. Massive fraud. That's the only way they won that. So once again, they did not deploy the false flag. But now, with the war between the deep state and Trump escalating, because Trump holds all the cards now, he's got the classified information that he can release, and he can destroy the deep state by releasing that information. Because of that, they're willing to do anything to stop Trump from being reelected in 2020. They're willing to do anything. If Trump wins, if the people win, the globalists are willing to do anything, absolutely anything, to destroy the United States of America, take down Trump, and crush the liberty movement that's rising all around the world. And when I say anything, let's talk about what some of those possibilities could be, because you need to be prepared for this. Number one, we're witnessing it right now. They are willing to crash national economies and crash the markets. Since Trump took office, the Fed has been systematically raising interest rates, the same Fed that kept them artificially low, almost zero for most of Obama's 8 years. They kept them at zero to allow the stock market to ramp up. Once Trump took office, the Fed, which is a globalist organization, let's be honest, they decided to crash the market under Trump. Now, it takes a while. You can raise interest rates, and there's a lag effect before the market corrections kick in. But you're seeing it now. It's inescapable. No one can argue that we're in a massive correction right now. What you need to understand is that this is the weaponization of the Federal Reserve, manipulation of the ease of money and debt in order to destroy a sitting president and even punish an entire country that voted for this president. In other words, the globalists don't mind if they cause a mass destruction of trillions of dollars of assets, if they wipe out your savings, if they wipe out your pension, which is happening, by the way, in Illinois and California and New Jersey and everywhere else. They don't mind. As long as they can discredit this president and get him out of power, they will destroy economies. They will destroy nations. But that's just the beginning. This is just the first salvo in the war. The next step is they can unleash, I wouldn't even call them false flags at this point. They're just all out weapons of mass destruction assaults on America, all out assaults, dropping, let's say, EMP weapons out of orbit and detonating them over North America. An EMP weapon system, you need to be prepared for it, because an EMP system can be blamed on North Korea. So the globalists can actually attack America. They can wipe out the infrastructure, computing, the power grid, emergency services, the food supply logistics, the nuclear power plant, cooling operations, they're all run on circuit boards. And these circuits are vulnerable to electromagnetic pulse weapon systems. But they can blame it on North Korea, and the media will carry the lie. And so the globalists will never get blamed for this, even though they're the ones doing it. And by the way, official government reports have estimated that an EMP attack on the United States would result in up to 90% of the population dying off, I believe within the first year, if I'm remembering that report correctly. And if you think about an EMP attack on America, people will die from three basic things. Think about this and prepare accordingly. They'll die from the initial wave of violence. They'll die from mass starvation. And then throughout the year, they'll die from outbreaks of infectious disease. In fact, disease and starvation will kill more people than violence. But violence will be the first wave. It's the chaos. It's the civil unrest. It's people dialing 911 and realizing there's nobody there. It's cops going home to defend their families. It's Los Angeles collapsing into a Mad Max zone of runaway gang warfare. And any person who doesn't have an AR with at least a 30-round magazine won't be able to defend themselves, which is exactly what the globalists want. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself. That's why they're putting in these ammo magazine restrictions in places like New Jersey and trying to, of course, in Oregon and Colorado and elsewhere. And of course, California is already it's practically illegal to own an AR there in certain configurations at this point. So defending yourself against the chaos that may be coming is critical. And remember, I said starvation and disease as well. So if you are not right now stocking up on storable food, if you're not stocking up on natural antibiotics or growing them yourself, I actually have a website just called naturalantibiotics.news that tells you which natural plants function, you know, oregano, garlic, things like that. You can do some research there. But you go to InfoWars store, stock up on food, stock up on iodine. Iodine is a natural remedy for many of these things. Go get yourself prepared, because what's coming is just an extension of the desperation of the globalist. They are willing to do absolutely anything, including releasing bioweapons, nuclear weapons, nuclear terrorism that they could blame on terrorism, but it's actually a weapon deployment system, including high-altitude EMP detonations. If Trump exposes the deep state, the globalists will nuke America in a variety of ways. That's how desperate they are. So more analysis straight ahead. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams. We'll be right back after this break.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams. When you wake up in the
morning and the light is... All right, we're going to play a thought experiment game together here. Thank you for joining me, Mike Adams, filling in for Alex Jones here in the fourth hour. In this thought experiment, you have three vaults in your home. In vault number one, it's stacked full of cash, dollars, $100 bills. You've got, I don't know, maybe $1 billion in cash there, almost as much as President Obama laundered and flew into Iran to fund Iran's nuclear weapons program. That's how much cash you have in vault number one. In vault number two, you have cryptocurrency wallets on thumb drives, all right? So a bunch of thumb drives sitting around there with billions of dollars in cryptocurrency. In vault number three, you have gold, just bars of gold. Now, here's what happens. There's a massive EMP attack. The grid goes down. The economy collapses and your house burns down. Which of these three vaults still has value? In vault number one, your dollars are worthless. The economy collapsed and those dollars may have burned up too, because of course, paper money is fiat currency. Paper burns, leaving behind, well, basically what it was worth in the first place, zero. In vault number two, you've got all your cryptocurrency and your Bitcoin. But the grid is down. When the grid is down, cryptocurrency has zero value because obviously you can't mine it, you can't exchange it, you can't use it, and your thumb drive's probably melted anyway in that fire. Vault number three, you open the door. What do you have? My gosh, it's still gold. It's perhaps melted gold, because if you burn gold, you just get melted gold. Gold is an element. It's an element of the cosmos. Gold is created in stars. Did you know that? When stars explode, they create heavier elements. Gold's not, you know, as heavy as lead, obviously, but it's heavier than, you know, hydrogen, right? I mean, this is how elements are created. Gold and copper and silver, they're elements. You can't destroy them. Have you ever tried to destroy a piece of gold? You can't. You can burn it. I mean, I guess you could dissolve it with acid, but you'd still have gold atoms in solution in the acid. So you still have gold. You can't destroy the gold. The gold is valuable even after an economic collapse. The gold is valuable after an EMP weapon. The gold is valuable when the national money supply collapses. The gold has inherent value. And the reason I wanted to take you on this quick thought experiment is because I want you to think about things that survive the most extreme conditions, the most extreme outcomes. If we end up in global war, if we end up in an economic collapse, if we end up being invaded by a foreign enemy after an EMP weapon softens up America, and by the way, I think that's one of the scenarios that I need to talk about here, what will have value? The answer is things that are real, that are physical, things that will survive a grid down scenario, things that will survive economic collapse, and things that you can protect and defend. Those include not just gold, but of course, silver. Those include ammunition, if it's legal in your area. Hopefully you live somewhere where you can have ammo, firearms, tractors, diesel fuel, farmland, a water well, or an artesian well, even better, a river or a stream or a pond, a source of water, a source of food, good soil that you can use to grow food, garden seeds, food that you can barter. In terms of things that you can barter, don't forget about salt. Salt. It's a universal value item. I mean, the Romans used to pay their soldiers in salt. That's what the saying, that's where it comes from, to say whether you're worth, you know, he's worth his salt. It means, did you earn your daily salt wage? In a survival scenario, you will need salt. And also, believe it or not, you need to look at lard. Lard is cheap to buy. It's got a multitude of uses. You can use lard to make candles, you know, liquid candles. You can use lard to lubricate things. Lard is a source of calories. You can mix it with legumes and beans and make a very, very filling meal using your other stored food combined with lard. I mean, I know it sounds maybe gross to a lot of people, but, you know, lard has a lot of uses. So I just want you to really start thinking outside the box here about the things that you're prepping for, because things are about to get crazy beyond anything that you've ever seen in your entire life. Now, just to interrupt here, a couple of breaking news items to mention. Jerome Corzi has filed a lawsuit against Robert Mueller, claiming $350 million in damages for Robert Mueller illegally leaking and engaging in illegal surveillance. So that's good news. That's good to see Jerome Corzi fighting back against the lawlessness and tyranny of Robert Mueller, who is a rogue Clinton operation agent. Slash Obama operation agent. So that's one important thing to remember. And Roger Stone is also holding his ground as well. So remember, Robert Mueller relies on being able to twist the arms of people, to twist them into lying about President Trump. And this is what the entire Russia collusion hoax is based on: threatening people as a prosecutor and in essence, altering their testimony. And by the way, Robert Mueller doing that is a felony crime by itself. You cannot impede the testimony of witnesses. You can't tamper with the witnesses. It's called witness tampering. And that's exactly what Robert Mueller is doing. And that's why Cohen is lying about Trump now. But even then, notice that as the globalists think that they've got Trump trapped, they have dropped the collusion narrative. Where's the Russia collusion narrative? It's suddenly gone. In its place is this claim that, oh my God, Trump paid this woman $100,000 of his own money. And that's a crime because that interfered with an election. Nonsense. The Obama administration was fined, I think, $375,000 for something that was far worse, not reporting campaign contributions as required by law. I think a couple of million dollars in campaign contributions, or maybe $1.8 million is what's coming to mind there. But Obama is not being threatened with being arrested over that. You know, the Southern District of New York is not going after Obama for that. But of course, they're threatening to arrest Trump. So the Russia collusion hoax has dissolved into the background. And in its place now is this insane focus on this payment to a woman that perhaps Trump slept with and wanted to pay off. Well, guess what? That has nothing to do with the election. That's his own personal family business stuff. And if they try to impeach him over that, there's going to be a revolt. I believe there will be a nationwide revolt against the Democrats if they try to impeach Trump over this. It's nonsense. And it's all based on the lies that Robert Mueller is squeezing out of witnesses by tampering with those witnesses. And the entire Robert Mueller investigation, by the way, is illegitimate, lawless, and unconstitutional to begin with. And if you recall, it was initiated by James Comey illegally leaking classified information through a friend of his to the media in order to claim obstruction of justice and call for the appointment of his friend, Robert Mueller, who's also heavily involved in the history of the Clinton Foundation, the Uranium One cover-up, and other crimes of corruption and collusion involving the FBI. So the deep state actually could go down. Trump has the documents. He will, I believe, release them. He will release them at a time that is the most advantageous. It may be after the final Mueller report comes out. You might be asking, why doesn't Trump release the documents right now? I don't know. I don't know the mind of Trump. I don't know what he's thinking, and I don't know what's in those documents because obviously I don't have access to them. Trump knows what's in them, and he is a strategist, and he has thwarted every effort so far of the deep state to try to take him out, and I believe he will thwart their efforts yet again. But importantly, this is crucial to understand. Trump needs our support. With whatever happens when Trump releases those documents, it's going to be an all-out deep state war against America. Trump's going to need your support, my support, all of us, to stand up and say it's time to arrest the deep state traitors. It's time to charge those people with the treason, those who have committed it. It's time to charge Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama for money laundering, selling government influence, engaging in corruption, obstructing justice, the destruction of evidence in particular with Hillary Clinton's laptop and emails and email server, all these things. We need to support President Trump in going after these deep state criminals because the number one thing that Trump needs to accomplish in his presidency is the exposing and the dismantling of the anti-America deep state. And he can't do it alone. He's going to need our help, and he's going to need InfoWars. He's going to need Alex Jones. He's going to need your support, all of us. We need to continue to speak out, stay strong, defend our country, and be willing to stand up and support these efforts to root out evil and corruption in the American system. This is Mike Adams. I'll be back after these messages with more analysis straight ahead.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson.
All right, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining me, Mike Adams, here. I'm the creator of the Counterthink episodes that air every Sunday at 6 p.m. on Infowars.com. And I've got a real treat coming up for you, a must-see episode. It won't air this coming Sunday, but I think the Sunday following, you'll want to see this because we have a former undercover narcotics officer who survived multiple shootings who is willing to go on camera concealing his identity and revealing tactics of what criminals will use to defeat you in a collapse, how they will gain entry into your home, how they will steal your supplies, how they will carjack you if they can do that, how they will stake out your home, how they will shoot you and pillage your home. All of these tactics are things that you need to understand because the average law-abiding citizen has no familiarity with the viciousness and the level of violence that is routinely invoked by people who are, let's say, criminal gangs or former murderers and so on. There's a level of violence that is carried out by individuals who do not abide by the law, and that violence actually gives them a very strong tactical advantage. In fact, I'm reminded of a book, and I think it's called When Violence is the Answer. See if you can bring that book up, guys. When Violence is the Answer. I forgot the name of the author, but I think he was he went through BUDS training with the Navy SEALs, but he got his eardrum blown out, and he wasn't able to complete that training. He went on to become a corporate security consultant and a police force security consultant, and he teaches law-abiding citizens how to use violence. Yeah, his name, Tim Larkin. There we go. That's his name, Tim Larkin. When Violence is the Answer. This is a very important book to check out. I recently listened to the audiobook just to learn what his what Tim Larkin's talking about. He prepares law-abiding citizens to use the strategic application of extreme violence to stop violence. And again, the average person has no clue how violent bad people can be. So check out that book, perhaps, if you're interested, but also check out the Counterthink episode coming up in a couple of weeks. And also you can view those episodes after the fact at counterthink.com or at my video website, brighteon.com, which also carries InfoWars videos, now thousands of InfoWars videos there. You will be astonished by what this former undercover narcotics officer shares with you. Now, getting back to the EMP attack, I just wanted to mention this too as a follow-up. If the lights go out one day, I want you to really think about something very carefully. If the lights go out, you are no longer going to have access. And when I say the lights go out, I mean EMP weapon is detonated and the power grid goes down. You're not going to have access to the internet. You cannot go online and look up solutions, preparedness solutions, you know, firearms assembly or disassembly. You can't go to Infowars.com. You can't go anywhere. So you are going to have to survive on whatever information that you already have in books or printed out or the gear that you have there. So think in advance about this. You may want to download very useful information now or purchase physical books instead of Amazon Kindle electronic books. So you can keep the physical books for reference in that situation. The first threat to you is going to be, of course, local criminals. And this is why you got to see that Counterthink show when it comes out. Local criminals will be violent. What they don't probably realize, and what you may not realize, is that this is just the first wave. An EMP attack on America is a softening up of the nation for an international war against America. America would not be hit with an EMP weapon if there wasn't an enemy invasion being planned right behind it. So if the lights go out and you have to deal with criminals in your local community, you're trying to escape, you know, Los Angeles, you know, good luck with that. And you survive that. Guess what? Now you have to defend your nation because there's a foreign enemy invasion that's coming. And those invaders, who knows, they might do a beachhead landing in California. Maybe the communist Chinese get permission from the governor of California. Who knows? I mean, they're all communists. Maybe they land on the coast of California. Maybe there are troops that come up through the border with Mexico. Maybe Texas gets invaded. Maybe Arizona gets invaded. It's hard to know exactly how this might unfold, but don't think that just because the power grid goes down that all you have to do is survive the local situation. No, you have to survive that, and you have to defend your nation because it's way worse than what you think. There are going to be armored personnel carriers rolling in, just like Macron has unleashed against the citizens of France, EU armored personnel carriers. You can expect to see that in the United States. And dare I say, don't wait for orders from headquarters if that situation unfolds. You take it to the enemy every day in every way you can. If your nation is occupied, invaded, under assault, and they've taken out the power grid, you don't need to wait for Trump to tell you what to do. You don't need orders from your military commander. You take it to the enemy at every stage. You're going to be in a guerrilla war at that point. And you take it to the enemy, and you eliminate them. And you take back your country and wait for some infrastructure to come back. Because, you know, it will eventually. But America's lost if you don't defeat the enemy that's trying to invade America. And boy, they'll be in for a big surprise, won't they? Once they get past California, where guns are banned, and they get into, let's say, Nevada and Arizona, they're going to find out there's a lot of firearms owners who actually can shoot 1,000 yards and take out, you know, enemy invaders. So just some things to keep in mind. The EMP attack is just a softening up. All right, now, also, for surviving the market crash that's happening right now, hopefully it won't continue, but, you know, it's hard to say exactly what's going to happen. The Fed has declared war on the system. Right now, of course, you should check with your own financial advisor, but I strongly encourage you to explore the importance of deleveraging your debt. Debt leverage will get you killed. I mean, financially speaking, debt leverage means, let's say you own mortgages on four homes and you're renting them out and you're kind of a landlord or something, or you're a home investor. Well, you owe money on all four homes. Or maybe you've invested in the stock market on margin. Those margin calls could kill you. This is a time, I believe, to get out of risky investments and get into cash or something close to cash, even T-bills for that matter. Or gold would be even better. Things that are real assets. And in fact, I've said this for many years, so this isn't new. But now the proof is there. People are seeing it happen. They're seeing their stock market investments dwindle away, and they don't understand why that's happening when the economy is supposed to be good. The economy could be good, and it can get even better, but the Federal Reserve is at war with you. They're at war with the economy. So they will continue to try to destroy wealth. And if you keep leveraging your debt into those kinds of investments, then you will get hammered by it. So deleverage your debt, get out of debt, and you will be much better off as a result. Okay, one more thing. Gun confiscation is being ramped up because gun confiscation really puts America on the path to Venezuela. Gun confiscation is a step that the globalists have always been trying to pursue in order to disarm America before such an attack like the one I've been describing here. If they can disarm America and have people, you know, turn in your rifles as, who was that? Was that Feinstein who said that many years ago? Turn in your rifles, turn in your guns, Mr. and Mrs. America, right? That's what she said. If they can do that, then they can launch an EMP, or then they could launch an economic collapse, or they could just, frankly, just overrun communities with, you know, rogue federal agents who just arrest anybody they want, anybody who's a critic of the Clintons or a critic of the Obamas or a critic of the next Democrat president. They want you disarmed so they can roll out a tyranny. Disarmament puts America on the pathway to Venezuela. So if you don't want to starve to death one day and end up eating your dogs instead of walking your dogs, as that famous meme says, then you need to resist gun confiscation. And I dare say that any so-called laws that attempt to restrict your right to keep and bear arms, those laws are themselves unconstitutional and illegal. But you're seeing this ratcheting up of restrictions of gun magazines in places like New Jersey and California and Oregon and elsewhere, and further restrictions on firearms themselves. This is an effort to make you disarmed so the country can be overrun. It's not about public safety. It's about conquering America and making sure there's no one left to defend it. So for that reason alone, I say support the Second Amendment, where it's legal, acquire fully functioning firearms, keep them legal, as I said, make sure you have them sighted in, make sure they're running well, get ammo for them. Always keep it legal, but be prepared, because the goal for the globalists is to absolutely overrun and destroy America, and they have to disarm you first to accomplish that. So I'll be joining you again probably in a few days, or for sure Sunday, on the Counterthink Show. Thanks for joining us today. Mike Adams here, filling in for Alex Jones, the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Be safe, everybody. God bless America.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.